KCNR Shasta is also broadcasting at K243CT Reading.
Hello, fans, and welcome out here to Tagger Field in the wonderful Redding, California. The mild summer is even more mild tonight. We're sitting at around 85 degrees under cloudy, thunderstorming skies around us. Not too close. Southwest of us, the storm's passing by. We had a few drops earlier before this game really even started, and the players were out there on the field warming up, so before any sort of festivities started ahead of this ball game, just minimal drops in the air, nothing too crazy, nothing these ball players are not too afraid of. And after the 120 degree plus summer last year, where they had to deal with that heat, it's a nice little change of pace to have something a little more chilled out tonight. 85 degrees, I believe the lowest game time temperature we've faced this season for the Colt 45s. They're coming into this game fresh off of a 19-2 loss that was back on July 22nd against the California Tigers. And with that loss, the Colt 45s fell to 29-5 on the year. They're still looking for that 30th win. They've lost two of their last three. And tonight they'll be sending Ty Cook to the hill. They'll be getting the nod from Bob Anderson tonight to face off against Jake Turk and the Novato Knicks. The first game of a three-game series out here at Tagger Field. The second to last weekend of Colt 45 baseball. Next weekend, the Fairfield Indians will be in town for a three-game set on Thursday, Friday, and Saturday. No Sunday game next week. Again, that's Thursday, Friday, and Saturday, all starting at 7:15 p.m. Tonight, game one, Novato Knicks facing off against your Colt 45. Leading things off and playing shortstop will be Caleb Ford for the Novato Knicks. And then Trenton Ford will be batting second and playing third base, followed up by Braden Coletto at first base. And in the cleanup spot and the DH tonight for the Knicks, Vinny Lencioni, followed by Nicholas O'Rourke in center field. Cody Guy will be patrolling left field. And then Troy Rizzo will be batting seventh at second base, followed by Gilbert Roth, the catcher tonight, for Jake Turk, the starter for the Novato Knicks, followed by Drake Potros in right. That's Ford at short, Ford at third, Coletto at first, Lencioni the DH, O'Rourke in center, Guy in left, Rizzo at second, Roth the catcher, and Potros the right fielder. The Colt 45 starting lineup is finishing getting announced currently. We'll have a little break in the action before we bring you tonight's starting lineups for the Colt 45s, donning the new camo uniforms. We saw them debuted last weekend. It will be Scott Lewis singing tonight's national anthem. We'll have that for you in just a few moments right here at Tagger Field.
Say does that
That was Scott Lewis with tonight's rendition of our nation's anthem, the Star Spangled Banner. Thank you, Scott. The Colt 45s prepare to go out there and get warmed up on the field ahead of this ball game. Leading things off and playing center field for the Colt 45s will be none other than Trajan Rogowski in center field, followed up by Colby Raphael. He'll be in right and batting second. And then Andrew Mora at first base, batting third. And Dom DeCagno, the hottest hitter on this Colt 45 ball club. He's batting 410 on the year with 10 doubles, a couple of home runs. And right behind Andrew Mora for the team lead with 27 RBIs. Then it will be Sam Marr at third base, followed by Ryan Hamm at second base. Mark Anthony Carroll will be at shortstop. And then Rain McMillan will be behind the dish catching Ty Cook. Rain McMillan caught last night as well. Back-to-backer for him. And then Corey Likens will be rounding things out for this Colt 45 lineup. He'll be batting ninth in left field. Again, that's Rogowski in center, Raphael in right, Mora at first, DeCagno, the DH, in batting fourth. And then Marr at third, Hamm at second, Carroll at short, McMillan the catcher, and Likens in left field. For the Colt 45s, donning the digital desert camo tops and the white pants, they're re-debuting those uniforms after they debuted them last week, so just the second game they've worn these for. Facing off against the Novato Knicks ball club, rocking the road grays. The Novato Knicks have a rich history in the Bay Area dating back to the 1960s. The Knicks serve as one of the top independent collegiate summer baseball teams in the state. Composed of college players from the Bay Area and beyond, they play a 40-plus game schedule June through August, facing off some of the most elite teams in Northern California, including your Reading Colt 45s. The Colt 45s, they are coming off that 19-2 loss against the California Tigers. That was a game just a couple of days ago. And in that game, Tyler Shepard started, Sewell followed, Jesus Cerda and Nolan Bentley all followed as well. As we have a little pause, the Colt 45 infielders, a squad of them out there at second base, are doing a little extra landscaping, making sure the ball field is in tip-top shape. Looks like they're just trying to smooth the dirt out there to get the second base bag into its slot. Make sure it's all level and no one sprains a foot or injures themselves in any other sort of way. This is game one of a three-game series. Colt 45s have dropped the previous two games. They're looking to improve to 30-5 on the year. In that game, just a couple of days ago, the Colt 45 pitching staff collectively only struck out two players in a total of eight innings pitched. Shepard went two, Sewell went four, Cerda went one, and Bentley went the last two. Shepard walked two, Sewell walked four, Cerda walked five, and Bentley walked three. So a rough outing as far as the bullpen was concerned. They gave up 18 earned runs, 19 total, and dropped that game by a score of 19-2. They'll be looking to bounce back here and get on the other side of the coin. Bounce back and continue on in this 2025 campaign on a much more positive note, as they are standing out by third base, getting ready to take the field, as, again, that squad of Tiger Field infielders working hard out there at second base to make sure the second base bag gets in place. Minnesota has had a couple of rough outings, struggling with command. His July 9th outing, he went an inning and a third, gave up 6 runs, 4 hits, and 3 walks. The free pass was his Achilles heel in that outing. But offensively for the Colt 45s, DeCogno is hitting .410 on the year. He's got 10 doubles, 2 home runs, and 27 RBIs. He's put together a great campaign. And Colby Rafael, he's 25 for 28 on stolen bases, which is another positive note when he gets aboard. And he also hit his first home run. That was last weekend. That was his 23rd RBI of the year, if I remember correctly. Stolen 25 bags on the year. Great job from the speedster, Colby Rafael. Adam Reyes is batting .395 on the year. He's got 3 doubles and 16 RBIs. He's also put together a solid campaign offensively. But Andrew Mora has kind of fallen off the last month or so of baseball. He's been getting pitched around, honestly. And it's really shown. He's batting .295 now. He was at one point batting over .400. He's got 5 doubles and 2 home runs on the year, with 32 RBIs, and he's walked a total of 29 times, and those 29 walks, of course, lead the team. As the Colt 45s get ready to take the field here, now that they've fixed the dirt out there at second base, doing some last-minute landscaping, they get ready to take the field as Bob Anderson releases them. It's going to be Ty Cook facing off against Jake Kirk. Ty Cook on the year is 5-0 with a 1.29 ERA and 8 starts. A couple of outings ago against the Athletic Edge Express out of Petaluma, California, he went the distance. 9 innings, no runs, 2 hits, struck out 10. His last outing was against the Fresno Athletics last weekend, July 18th. Colt 45s won that game by a score of 8-6. He went 6 innings of 1-run baseball, giving up 3 hits and 2 walks. He'll be looking for his 6th win here. He's undefeated on the year again with a 1.29 ERA in 48 and 2/3 innings pitched. He struck out 58 and he's walked 6, vastly improving from last season with the Colt 45s, where he was 6-1 with a 2.51 ERA in 6 starts and 39 in the 3rd innings. So about 10 less innings under his belt. Last year he had 55 strikeouts and 12 walks, whereas this year in 48 and 2/3, nearly exactly 10 innings more, he has struck out 58 and walked only 6. So he's really controlled the free pass rate, which is just a great job for Ty Cook, and it shows in his outings for sure. Standing at 6'3", 220 out of Butte College down in Chico, where he's from, is the Colt 45s. Take the field, and the lengthy right-hander will begin his warm-up tosses out here at Tiger Field. We're sitting right around 85 degrees in cloudy conditions in this ballgame between the Novato Knicks and your Reading Colt 45s on a very mild summer night for Colt 45s baseball. And stands filling up here as fans pile in on, ironically, I believe it is Luau night. So fans who wear any sort of Hawaiian shirt or anything like that should get a dollar off at the gate. We got one more weekend of baseball coming up. That will be the Fairfield Indians coming to town to face off against your Colt 45s. The defense behind Ty Cook will be Mora at first, Ryan Hamm at second, Mark Anthony Carroll at short, and Sam Marr over at third. From left to right field, it will be Likens in left, Rogowski in center, and Rafael in right. For these Colt 45s facing off against the Novato Knicks, as the shortstop Caleb Ford steps into the box, a right-hand hitter for the Novato Knicks. See, gets ready to begin things there, and the home plate umpire telling the on-deck hitter to grab something that was loose in front of the dugout. Not sure exactly what it was. As we get ready to begin things here and get underway out here at Tagger Field, there's the first pitch from the righty Ty Cook to the right end hitting forward as a strike right through the heart. First pitch comes in at 7:20, and we are underway here at Tagger Field. As the righty Cook kicks and deals the 0-1. It's a ground ball toward Mora at first. He gobbles it up, holds off Cook, making his way over, and he will take himself three unassisted. And that's the way the ball game begins.
Three unassisted.
Out number one, I will bring up Trenton Ford. I assume the brother of Caleb Ford. No confirmation on that. Third baseman tonight, deep in the box, a wide open stance. Very twitchy batting stance for the right-hand hitter is the first pitch from Cook. Misses up and away for ball one. The outfield shaded a couple of steps toward left. Here's the 1-0 from the righty Cook out of the windup. The fastball just misses up and in for ball two. Just a bit in on the hands of the right end hitting Ford. Jamilin sets up in the 2-0. Actually catches the arm of Trenton Ford, and he will take first base on the hit by pitch. Just grazed him as he tried to turn away from it. That'll be the first base runner for the Novato Knicks. Now Braden Coletto, the first baseman to the plate, also a right-hand hitter. As Ford takes his lead at first. Huge secondary lead as this one's lined right toward the first base coach. Looked like it might have caught a piece of him. Seems to be all right. Not near the first base coach's box at all. He's actually out in front of the dugout. Trenton Ford over there at first base draws a pickoff attempt. His secondary lead was about 20 feet off the bag before making his way back to first. No balls and one strike. Cook pitching out of the stretch. Glove at the belt now, working off the first base side. Here's the 0-1 on the inside corner at the knee, a called strike two. Cook checks the runner back at first. That's Ford. The Colt 45's at double play depth. Here's the 0-2 pitch as a breaking ball misses way up and in for ball one. Rainbow to 12-6 curve in there. Missed way inside. One ball and two strikes with a runner on first. Swing and a miss. Quick back pick down to first. Goes wide of the bag into right field. Over to recover as Rafael throw into second base is going to be on a hop and not in time. Trenton Ford takes second base on the throwing error from Rain McMillan. But Coletto is retired via the swing and miss. That's out number two. That's also strikeout number one for Ty Cook. He's now one strikeout away from having 60 on the year. Now with the runner at second base, Vinny Lencioni, the designated hitter. Right-hand hitter, deep in the box. Cook checks the runner back at second. Dancing off the bag. It's the first pitch from Cook. It's a breaking ball that catches the top of the zone. A called strike one. No balls and one strike with two outs. And the runner at second base. That's Trenton Ford, who was hit by a pitch. Now the 0-1 misses low and away. Great move by McMillan gliding to his right to keep that baseball from getting passed. Cook comes set. Here's a 1-1. On the outside corner for strike two. No balls and two strikes. Cook comes set now. Checks the runner back at second. The 1-2 pitch just off the plate. It'll even up the count at two balls and two strikes. The light's on here at Tiger Field, but very far away from taking full effect, even with the cloud cover. The outfield shaded toward left, the wind blowing out towards center. The 2-2 delivery with two out and the runner on second base from Cook. Swing! Back-to-back strikeouts, and that is Ty Cook's 60th strikeout on the year. The side is retired. We're scoreless through the top half of the first inning with the Colt 45s coming up in the bottom half. Tonight's game is sponsored by Kevin Wall, Allstate Insurance, at 2861 Churn Creek Road. Kevin Wall started his business 28 years ago and offers great rates on auto insurance, homeowners, life insurance, or business RV, boat, or other recreational vehicles. And if you qualify as a California Good Driver, you can get started with only 1 month down. Just call or text Kevin Wall, Allstate Insurance, at 530-222-2306 for a free quote. That's 530-222-2306.
I'm here today with my insurance agent of about 12 years, Kevin Wall from Allstate. He's located at 2861 Churn Creek Road. Now, Kevin, what is it that has made you such a successful insurance office for, what, almost 30 years?
Yes, actually, 28 years, June 1st. And the fact that we genuinely care about our clients and want to do what's best to make sure we take care of their insurance needs.
I remember when my daughter had her accident, and Allstate and your office was right there to help with the claims process.
As I mentioned, we have great staff and customer service. We really do go the extra mile. And with Allstate, if you qualify for the California Good Driver discount, you can most likely get started with as low as 1 month down.
Now, do people have to wait until their renewal to get started?
No, absolutely not. Whether your policy is coming up for renewal now or if you're midterm, it really doesn't matter. We can usually get you covered within about 15 minutes from when you call. Whether it's auto, home, or anything else that needs insured, if you just give us a call or text us, we'd be glad to help you. 530-222-2306.
Hello, fans, and welcome back to Tiger Field here in Redding, California. First pitch swing for Rogowski. The second baseman for the Novato Knicks is unable to get it as it goes off the glove of Rizzo, moving to his right behind second base and into center field for a base hit. And the leadoff man is aboard for the Colt 45s in Trajan Rogowski. I'll bring Colby Raphael to the plate out there in right field tonight. As TJ the Bat Boy gets a round of applause. Mora on deck was Rogowski, Raphael, and Mora due up. Now Colby Raphael to the plate. Raphael on the year batting 356 shows bunt, but fools back and then a back pick down to first to try and nab. Rogowski is on a hop and not in time by the catcher for the Novato Knicks, Gilbert Roth. It was a great play by the first baseman Braden Coletto to handle it cleanly. Rogowski takes his lead at first. Kirk, the righty pitching out of the stretch, delivers a fastball in the dirt, skips past the catcher and over his head toward the screen. Rogowski will take second base easily without a contest on that wild pitch. It's now two balls and no strikes on Raphael. Fail readies in the box as Turk comes set, checks Rogowski back at second. Here's the 2-0. It's a line shot beyond the reach of the second baseman Rizzo and into right field for a base hit. Rogowski holding at third as the throw comes in on a hop to the catcher and over the cutoff man. A couple of singles in the inning, and there's runners at first and third now for Andrew Mora. Mora on the year sitting at 32 RBIs. Raphael will likely be in motion here. Again, he's 25 of 28 on the season in that stolen base department. But he will likely not get a throw down. Raphael with a huge secondary lead decides to hold it first. as Mora, the left-hand hitter, takes ball one. He steps back into the box now. Rafael at first, Rogowski at third. Here's the 1-0 from the right-hand throwing. Jake Kirk working off the middle of the rubber. Out of the stretch, there's a fastball on the outside corner to even up the count at one ball and one strike. The wind settling down a little bit. It's now swirling that flag out there in center field to the right of the 406 sign. The outfield shaded toward right on Mora. Here's the 1-1 from Kirk. It's fouled back right over our heads for strike two. Just out of the reach of us up here on the third base side. The 1-2 from Turk. With nobody out and runners at first and third, misses outside for ball two. That evens up the count at two balls and two strikes. DeCagno on deck. Should the inning continue? Here's the 2-2 from the righty Turk. It's a breaking ball, misses inside for ball three. Andrew Mora is also one walk away from hitting 30 walks on the year. I believe would beat the walk record. Actually, Griffithson at 32 last year. Swing and a miss from Mora. Throw it on the second base. It is offline. Now they go home to tag Rogowski. And the tag applied in time. So a very unconventional double play there. The throw down to second base was instantly grabbed by the second baseman Rizzo, who came in on the rim of the infield grass. Caught the throw down from the catcher Roth, threw home as Rogowski broke for home after Mora struck out swinging. Rafael gets the stolen base, but Rogowski caught stealing on the play. He's erased. So now there's a runner at second base for Dom DeCagno, who takes a called strike one. Runner at second, that's Rafael on the stolen base. Quickly two away. Now Rafael trying for third base to throw. No throw from the catchers. That pitch is called a strike two, and Rafael steals second and third base now. And he just got his 26th and 27th stolen bases on the season. Brandon Zaney's the first base coach down there. Here's the 0-2 is a chopper toward the third baseman. Gloves off balance, throw toward first in time. What a play by the third baseman Trenton Ford to nab DeCagno and retire the side. The Colt 45 strand one, they score none. As we head to the top of the second inning. Tonight's game is sponsored by Kevin Wall, Allstate Insurance at 2861 Turn Creek Road. Kevin Wall started his business 28 years ago and offers great rates on all sorts of auto insurance, homeowners, life insurance, business, RV, boat, or other recreational vehicles. And if you qualify as a California good driver, you can get started with only 1 month down. That's Kevin Wall, Allstate Insurance. Give him a call at 530-222-2306.
Hi, this is Sue McClain from the Sue McClain News Hour on KCNR, and I want to talk about Kevin Wall, Allstate Insurance at 2861 Cherry Creek Road, Suite B. A few years ago, my daughter was in a car crash, and I remember thanking God she was okay, but the car wasn't. So I called Kevin Wall at 530-222-2306. They walked me through the process and made it so much easier. So if you're looking for insurance for your auto, home, life, or business, call 530-222-2306. Kevin Wall, Allstate Insurance, a proud sponsor of the Reading Colt 45.
I'm here today with my insurance agent of about 12 years, Kevin Wall from Allstate. He's located at 2861 Churn Creek Road. Now, Kevin, what is it that has made you such a successful insurance office for, what, almost 30 years?
Yes, actually, 28 years, June 1st. And the fact that we genuinely care about our clients and want to do what's best to make sure we take care of their insurance needs.
I remember when my daughter had her accident, and Allstate and your office was right there to help with the claims process.
As I mentioned, we have great staff and customer service. We really do go the extra mile. And with Allstate, if you qualify for the California Good Driver discount, you can most likely get started with as low as 1 month down.
Now, do people have to wait until their renewal to get started?
No, absolutely not. Whether your policy is coming up for renewal now or if you're midterm, it really doesn't matter. We can usually get you covered within about 15 minutes from when you call. Whether it's auto, home, or anything else that needs insured, if you just give us a call or text us, we'd be glad to help you. 530-222-2306.
Hello, fans, and welcome back to Tiger Field. O'Rourke, Guy, and Rizzo do up. First pitch swinging from O'Rourke is fouled off the umpire right off of his right shoulder or forearm, and he's taking a second back behind the screen just to shake that one off. That is a stinger. That is not a fun place to get hit, especially by a foul tip like that where the pitch is coming in at about 90 miles an hour. So we have a little break in the action. He's getting checked on by both the Novato Knicks manager as well as Bob Anderson, the Colt 45's manager, just to make sure he's all right. We'll see what happens if he'll stay in the game. So he takes a second. And get some applause from the fans here. He seems to be all right. Ty Cook and Rain McMillan both waiting to see what exactly the verdict is. The Colt 45's in the bottom half. Got a couple of hits, but were unable to scratch a run across. They ended up leaving Colby Rafael stranded over there at third. Now the right hand hitting Nicholas O'Rourke facing off. And now the home plate umpire gets a round of applause and kind of shakes it off. He'll settle back in behind the plate. Gets a nice fist bump from the right-hand hitting Nicholas O'Rourke, who settles back into the box. So he seems to be all right with a little shake of the arms. He'll settle back in and get ready to call balls and strikes. Now the 0-1 from Cook is a fastball on the inside corner at the knees. Check swing, but right at the corner of the zone. Here's the 0-2 pitch from Cook. Check swing off the plate outside. One ball and two strikes. Nobody out here in this top of the second inning of a scoreless ball game. Home plate umpire still dealing with that arm. Now the pitch from Cook. Swing! And a miss. Blew a fastball by him. Three straight strikeouts for Ty Cook. That was his 61st on the year. That is out number one of the inning. And now Cody Guy to the plate. He takes just a bit low for ball one.
And here's no money, please.
Here's the 1-0 from the righty Cook. Out of the windup now. Swing and a miss. Got him to chase one down and in. That evens up the count at one ball and one strike in front of a rather quiet crowd here at Tiger Field. Definitely for a Friday night, the 1-1 is fouled back toward the parking lot out of play for strike two. And thunks off a car. We got cloudy skies all around us. Just a bit of rain in the area, but not out here at Tiger Field. The 1-2 is a ground ball toward Carroll at short, who gobbles it up and throws across. And the pick by Mora out of the dirt. 6-3 put out is out number two. And we'll bring up Troy Rizzo. Routine play for Mark Anthony Carroll. out there at shortstop. Left-hand hitter Troy Rizzo to the plate. Clip deals off speed off the plate for ball one. Here's the 1-0 from Cook. It is fouled back with the third base side off the netting, just above the Colt 45 on deck circle. Evens up the count at one ball and one strike. The outfield shaded toward left on the left-hand hitter. Now strike two called right on the outside corner to the left-hand hitting Rizzo. The second baseman for the Knicks. Here's the 1-2 from Cook out of the windup. McMillan sets up away. Swing! Blew it by him. That's strikeout number four for Ty Cook, and the side is retired. We're through 1.5 from Tagger Field. Still scoreless as we head to the bottom of the second inning. Tonight's game is sponsored by Kevin Wall, Allstate Insurance. You could qualify as a California... If you qualify as a California good driver, you could get started with only 1 month down. Just call or text Kevin Wall, Allstate Insurance, at 530-222-2306. He offers great rates on all sorts of auto insurance, homeowners, life, business, or recreational vehicle insurance. Give him a call at 530-222-2306.
Today with my insurance agent of about 12 years, Kevin Wall from Allstate. He's located at 2861 Churn Creek Road. Now, Kevin, what is it that has made you such a successful insurance office for, what, almost 30 years?
Yes, actually, 28 years, June 1st. And the fact that we genuinely care about our clients and want to do what's best to make sure we take care of their insurance needs.
I remember when my daughter had her accident, and Allstate and your office was right there to help with the claims process.
As I mentioned, we have great staff and customer service. We really do go the extra mile. And with Allstate, if you qualify for the California Good Driver discount, you can most likely get started with as low as 1 month down.
Now, do people have to wait until their renewal to get started?
No, absolutely not. Whether your policy is coming up for renewal now or if you're midterm, it really doesn't matter. We can usually get you covered within about 15 minutes from when you call. Whether it's auto, home, or anything else that needs insured, if you just give us a call or text us, we'd be glad to help you. 530-222-2306.
Hello, fans, and welcome back. You're listening to KCNR Shasta Redding here at Tagger Field in Redding, California. I'm Jacob Green, the voice of the Redding Colt 45. Green to you this Friday night edition. The first game of a three-game weekend series. It's going to be Sam Marr, Ryan Hamm, and Mark Anthony Carroll due up for the Colt 45s and this Novato Knicks ball club. In a scoreless bottom of the second. Here's the first pitch from the righty, Jake Herc, for the Knicks. Fastball catches the bottom of the zone. A called strike one on Sam Marr. The outfield shaded toward left. As Sam Marr steps back in with an 0-1 count. The 0-1 waved at a breaking ball in the dirt for strike two. Came up empty on it. So we get some lightning way out beyond the outfield wall up in the clouds, more toward North Redding and Shasta Lake. Sam Marr batting .347 on the year. The 0-2 fastball in on the hands, actually caught the hands of Marr. And he will take first base free of charge. Ryan Hamm comes at the plate for the Colt 45s. There's the first pitch from Turk with the runner on first being held. This is in the dirt for ball one. One ball and no strikes. Turk pitching out of the stretch. Here's the 1-0 delivery. On the outside corner, delivers a fastball. It's even up the count at one ball and one strike. Coletto holding on the runner at first. Under thundering skies and lightning way beyond us, north and northeast. Here's the 1-1. Breaking ball in the dirt, smothered by Gilbert Roth, who is due up in the bottom, in the top half of the third, rather. It's ball two on Ryan Hamm. Now Turk kicks and deals. Breaking ball on the inside corner, right at the knee, to even up the count at two balls and two strikes. Two and two. Turk peering in, checks the runner at first. That's Marr, about four steps off the bag. The 2-2 is a chopper toward the shortstop glove. Steps on second, throws on the run. Tag applied. Not applied, actually, to Ryan Hamm running down the baseline. He'll be safe on the fielder's choice. But out at second on the force is Sam Marr. He's retired six unassisted. The shortstop for the Knicks, that was Caleb Ford, charging in on it, made a jump throw as he stepped on the second base bag. A sensational play, but the throw just a little bit down the first base side, down the first base line, rather. Now Mark Anthony Carroll to the plate. The Novato Knicks still at double play depth with just one out here in the bottom of the second. First pitch is in the dirt, kicks all the way back to the screen, and easily taking second base is Ryan Hamm on the wild pitch. It's the second wild pitch for Jake Kirk tonight. Mark Anthony Carroll working a 1-0 count, right-hand hitter. Out of the stretch is Turk, ball tucked behind him, glove up by his belt, now comes set. As he checks the runner, Hamm at second, the 1-0 delivery. It's a breaking ball, catches the bottom of the zone to even up the count at one ball and one strike. The 1-1 with one out. In the dirt, blocked by Roth, the catcher, and he's going to look Mark Anthony Carroll, Ryan Hamm back to second base, rather, after blocking ball two in the dirt. Two balls and one strike to the right-hand hitting Mark Anthony Carroll, playing shortstop tonight. McMillan on deck should the inning continue. No double play in order now for the Novato Knicks. The outfield shaded toward left. Here's the 2-1. Breaking ball right through the heart and easily taking third base is Ryan Hamm. No throwdown. He has himself a stolen base. Completely uncontested. Two balls and two strikes to Mark Anthony Carroll. Turk readies, now steps off. He's going to reset. He peers in, gets a sign from his catcher Roth, who sets up low and away. The 2-2 in the dirt, low and away, blocked by Roth. That will fill the count at three balls and two strikes. Runner at third, that's Hamm. He reached on the fielder's choice, advanced to second on the wild pitch. And then got to third on the stolen base. The payoff pitch with the runner at third and one out. Misses high and inside. Carroll leaning out of the way. He works a walk. That will bring up Rain McMillan. With one out, runners at the corner. That puts a double play in order for
runners at the corners.
Mr. Rain McMillan, the catcher tonight for the Colt 45s. Here's the first pitch from Jake Turk. It's a ground ball toward the second baseman, Rizzo. Gloves, throws to second for one. The relay to first on a hop and picked by the first baseman. What a play. A 4-6-3 retires the side as the Colt 45s threaten, but they do not score. They leave one stranded. And we're through two here at Tagger Field as we head to the top of the third with a couple of hitters due up before we get to the top of the order for the Novato Knicks. Tonight's game is sponsored by Kevin Wall, Allstate Insurance, at 2861 Churn Creek Road. Kevin Wall started his business 28 years ago and offers great rates on auto insurance, homeowners, life insurance, business, RV or boat, and other recreational vehicles. And if you qualify as a California Good Driver, you could get started with only 1 month down. Just call or text Kevin Wall, Allstate Insurance, at 530-222-2306.
Today with my insurance agent of about 12 years, Kevin Wall from Allstate. He's located at 2861 Churn Creek Road. Now, Kevin, what is it that has made you such a successful insurance office for, what, almost 30 years?
Yes, actually, 28 years, June 1st. And the fact that we genuinely care about our clients and want to do what's best to make sure we take care of their insurance needs.
I remember when my daughter had her accident, and Allstate and your office was right there to help with the claims process.
As I mentioned, we have great staff and customer service. We really do go the extra mile. And with Allstate, if you qualify for the California Good Driver discount, you can most likely get started with as low as 1 month down.
Now, do people have to wait until their renewal to get started?
No, absolutely not. Whether your policy is coming up for renewal now or if you're midterm, it really doesn't matter. We can usually get you covered within about 15 minutes from when you call. Whether it's auto, home, or anything else that needs insured, if you just give us a call or text us, we'd be glad to help you. 530-222-2306.
Hi, this is Sue McClain from the Sue McClain NewsHour on KCNR, and I want to talk about Kevin Wall, Allstate Insurance at 2861 Churn Creek Road, Suite B. A few years ago, my daughter was in a car crash, and I remember thanking God she was okay, but the car wasn't. So I called Kevin Wall at 530-222-2306. They walked me through the process and made it so much easier. So if you're looking for insurance for your auto, home, life, or business, call 530-222-2306. Kevin Wall, Allstate Insurance, a proud sponsor of the Reading Colt 45.
1-1 from Cook to breaking ball up and in. Two balls and one strike. To the right hand hitting Gilbert Ross. He takes a huge cut and a miss. And that is another strikeout for Ty Cook on the night. That's strikeout number 5. Now Drake Poitras to the plate. So Cook, the righty, Cook delivers a fastball right in the bottom of the zone for a called strike 1. To the right hand hitting Drake Poitras. Now the 0-1 brushes back Poitras to even up the count at 1-1. Cook peering in, now winds and deals the 1-1. It's popped up out of play. Rafael giving chase in right field along with Mora. They'll give it a look, but let it keep carrying out of play for strike 2. 1-2. As Cook gets a new baseball. Cook peers in, now kicks and deals the 1-2. Just a bit high and inside. Moves the count to 2-2. On the right end hitting Poitras, the 9-hitter. The 2-2 from Cook is a breaking ball fouled out of play. As count holds, two balls and two strikes. With one out, nobody on. The infield playing back. The 2-2 swing and a miss. Blew a fastball by him. That is another strikeout for Ty Cook. He's collected at least two through all three innings he's pitched. That's out number two, and I'll bring up the top of the order in Caleb Ford. And Ty Cook could actually get 270 strikeouts tonight on the year, which would be an insane feat. It's the first pitch to Caleb Ford, who grounded out three unassisted to begin this ball game. He takes a ball one. If I seem a little distracted, it is because the lightning strikes way out beyond us. Just keep capturing my attention away from this ball game. This fastball catches the outside corner right at the knees to even up the count at one ball and one strike. No thunder in the area, but lightning strikes far beyond in the distance to make for a very pretty backdrop. Now the 1-1 is a breaking ball in the inside corner at the knees. It moves the count to one ball and two strikes. Cook rolling. Here's the 1-2. Fastball on the outside corner. Ring him up. Strike three called. Ty Cook K's the side as we head to the bottom of the third inning. Tonight's game is sponsored by Kevin Wall, Allstate Insurance at 2861 Churn Creek Road. Kevin Wall started his business 28 years ago and offers great rates on all different sorts of insurance, from auto, homeowners, life, business, or recreational vehicle insurance. Give him a call at 530-222-2306. We're scoreless through 2.5 with the Colt 45s coming up in the bottom of the third.
Hi, this is Sue McClain from the Sue McClain NewsHour on KCNR, and I want to talk about Kevin Wall Allstate Insurance at 2861 Cherry Creek Road, Suite B. A few years ago, my daughter was in a car crash, and I remember thanking God she was okay, but the car wasn't. So I called Kevin Wall at 530-222-2306. They walked me through the process and made it so much easier. So if you're looking for insurance for your auto, home, life, or business, call 530-222-2306. Kevin Wall Allstate Insurance, a proud sponsor of the Reading Colt 45. I'm here today with my insurance agent of about 12 years, Kevin Wall from Allstate. He's located at 2861 Churn Creek Road. Now, Kevin, what is it that has made you such a successful insurance office for, what, almost 30 years?
Yes, actually, 28 years, June 1st. And the fact that we genuinely care about our clients and want to do what's best to make sure we take care of their insurance needs.
I remember when my daughter had her accident, and Allstate and your office was right there to help with the claims process.
As I mentioned, we have great staff and customer service. We really do go the extra mile. And with Allstate, if you qualify for the California Good Driver discount, you can most likely get started with as low as 1 month down.
Now, do people have to wait until their renewal to get started?
No, absolutely not. Whether your policy is coming up for renewal now or if you're midterm, it really doesn't matter. We can usually get you covered within about 15 minutes from when you call. Whether it's auto, home, or anything else that needs insured, if you just give us a call or text us, we'd be glad to help you. 530-222-2306.
Hello, fans, and welcome back to Tiger Field here in Redding, California. Lichen swings and misses at strike one. Lichen's Rogalski and Rafael do up. Here's the 0-1 delivery from Jake Kirk. It's a fastball on the inside corner for strike two. On the right hand hitting left fielder. The 0-2 in the dirt smothered by Roth. One ball and two strikes. Nobody out, nobody on here in this scoreless bottom of the third inning. The Colt 45s taking on the Novato Knicks, making the trip up here from just northeast of the Bay Area. Kirk climbs back up the back slope of the mound. Now readies, winds and deals the 1-2. Breaking ball way upstairs to even up the count at two balls and two strikes. Here's the 2-2 from Lichen. Two Lichens, rather, from Turk. It's a breaking ball swing and a miss. Lichen's way off balance on that one. That is out number one. It's the second strikeout for Jake Kirk tonight. He'll bring up the top of the order in Trajan Rogowski. He singled his last time up, first pitch swinging before he was caught stealing between home and third. On the double steal attempt with Rafael at first. Rogowski takes a first pitch fastball on the outside corner for strike one. Now the 0-1 from Turk. In the dirt on a hop to the catcher Roth, who pounces in front of the outfield, shaded a few steps toward left. Here's the 1-1 from Turk as a breaking ball on the inside corner at the knees. A called strike two. Rogowski on the year batting .333 coming into this ball game. Here's the 1-2 with one out. It's poke foul out of play. And for all you A's fans out there, Nick Kurtz, the first baseman for the Oakland Athletics, has homered four times tonight against the Houston Astros. And if you're a Mariners fan, that also matters because standings. So Nick Kurtz doing some damage for the A's. Here's the 1-2 from Turk, misses high to even up the count, two balls and two strikes. A four-homer game for the rookie. Came into the ballgame with 19 home runs on the year and is at least going to walk away with 23. Here's the 2-2 delivery from Turk. Is chopped foul up the third base side. Back to Colby Rafael, who handles the bare hand in the on-deck circle. Flips it to Bob Anderson. Two balls and two strikes to the right-hand hitting Rogowski. Here's the 2-2 delivery from Jake Kirk. Breaking ball just a bit high. That will fill the count at three balls and two strikes. The dark clouds that were once over us have now moved beyond out toward the outfield. The payoff pitch with one out. It's a fastball grounded back toward the pitcher Turk, who knocks it down, picks it back up, flips the first in time for the 1-3. That is out number two. I'll bring up Colby Rafael. The dark clouds now out beyond left center and right field. In some sort of a panoramic view of the lightning strikes way out there. And actually moving out toward where the green fire is on the pit arm of Shasta Lake, which hopefully does not get any worse with all these lightning and thunderstorms all around us the last couple of days. Here's the first pitch to the right end hitting Rafael, misses low for ball one. The cause of the green fire, which has now eclipsed 19,000 acres, as of yesterday, was actually due to those thunder and lightning strikes we had back in early July. This next pitch misses again for ball two to the right end hitting Colby Rafael, who singled his last time up before stealing second and third base. He's 27 for 30 on the year. Here's a 2-0 in the stolen base department. Chopped towards the third baseman. Handles it on a run. Throws off balance to first. Not in time. The speedy Rafael beats it out. The third baseman, Trenton Ford, was charging in. Handled it off balance. Got to the second hop. Gloved. Threw off the left leg on a frozen rope to first. But it was just not quite in time for the speedy Rafael. A great hustle by both the third baseman Ford and the right in hitting Rafael. But that will bring up Andrew Mora after Rafael beats out the throw for the infield single. That was a bang bang play over there at first, but Rafael just able to beat it out. It's the first pitch to Mora, misses low for ball one. One ball and no strikes to the left-hand hitting Mora. Here's the 1-0. This is in the dirt for ball two. out of the stretch, Turk working, Rafael being held on by the first baseman, Coletto. 2-0, Rafael going, taken for a strike, throw down to second base, is way wide of the plate, of the base, rather, and the shortstop actually losing his glove in the process. That's Caleb Ford reaching to the left side of the bag, actually lost his glove and the ball in the process. Rafael gets his 28th stolen base of the year and his third tonight. Mora now working against a 2-1 count. He takes a ball in the dirt. It's now three balls and one strike to Andrew Mora. With two outs and the runner on second, that's Rafael. Turk kicks and deals. Rafael trying for three. This one's hit in the air towards center. The center fielder drifting back to the track, reaching up. It's beyond his reach and on the track. Mora rounding first, headed for second. He'll settle in at second base with a stand-up RBI double, and Rafael comes home. It was just beyond the reach of the center fielder, Nicholas O'Rourke, making his way back a la Willie Mays, but just beyond the reach of his extended glove, and the Colt 45s now up by a score of 1-0 after the stand-up RBI double from Andrew Mora. Now we'll bring up Dominic DeCagno. The first offensive strike for the Colt 45s comes here in this bottom of the third as we have lightning strikes all around us. Some epic backdrops as the Colt 45s get the offense rolling. Dom DeCagno grounded out to the third baseman his last time up. He'll step into the box, of course, as always, rocking the socks up high. That was a great hustle from Nicholas O'Rourke. Out toward that 406 sign, he gave chase all the way to the warning track and up to the wall, and somehow that ball found some space between the wall and his glove. Short hopped the wall, and he played the carom to hold Mora with a double as DeCagno, first pitch swinging, fouls it off his front leg for strike one. No balls and one strike. So the Novato Knicks have a lefty up in the bullpen. The Novato Knicks wearing the road grays with the red lettering, the red in over the heart. Colt 45s, the white bottoms, and the digital camo short sleeve tops. Here's the 0-1. Fouled out of play beyond the first base dugout of the Novato Knicks for strike two. DeCagno coming into this game leading the ball club with a .410 batting average. 10 doubles and 2 home runs. He also has 27 RBI. Drew Mora's 33rd RBI. The wind dying off a little bit here. It's gotten very calm. Here's the 0-2 from Turk to the righty DeCagno in the dirt, blocked by the catcher Roth. Another great play by Roth to keep Mora at second base. 1-2. Kirk winds and deals the 1-2. Just a bit low and inside. DeCagno thought about it, almost pulled the trigger, drew a half-hearted check swing. 2-2. With the wind pushing out toward right center just a little bit. The 2-2 with two outs. It's a fastball line shot into left field for a base hit. Mora around third. The left fielder guy up with the ball. The throw in is not going to be in time. Mora will come into the score. Quick back pick down to first is not in time. DeCagno back standing up. And DeCagno has himself his 28th RBI of the year. And we'll bring up Sam Marr. Right-hand hitter. Here's the first pitch. DeCogno going, escapes the clutches of Roth, and easily taking second base is DeCogno after it escapes Roth. That'll be another wild pitch for Turk. Here's the 1-0 to the right-hand hitting Marr, who was hit by a pitch his last time up. Misses in the dirt for ball two. That wind still pushing out toward right center field as it's gotten a little bit gusty. Here's the 2-0 from the righty Turk. Waved at by Marr, breaking ball way away. Roth smothered it to keep it down in front of him. That moves the count to 2-1. Now the 2-1 from the righty Turk. DeCogno at second base with two outs here in this 2-0 bottom of the third. It's a breaking ball swung on and missed for strike two. Chasing the breaking ball down and away. The 2-2 is Turk. Comes set working from the first base side of the rubber. Checks DeCogno at second. Now deals. Breaking ball misses low. And DeCogno with a jump on the play takes third base. It's another stolen base for the Colt 45's base runners. Two for DeCogno tonight and three for Rafael. As the count fills at 3-2 with two outs on the right-hand hitting Marr. Now the payoff pitch from the righty Turk. It's a breaking ball right at the top of the zone. Ring him up. Strike three called. Marr down a looking. And the side is retired. The Colt 45 strand one, but they get a pair. It's 2-0 through three here at Tiger Field. As we head to the fourth inning, tonight's game is sponsored by Kevin Wall, Allstate Insurance at 2861 Churn Creek Road. Kevin Wall started his business 28 years ago and offers great rates on auto insurance, homeowners, life, business, RV or boat, and other recreational vehicles. All different sorts of insurance. And for Kevin Wall, Allstate Insurance at 2861 Churn Creek Road, give him a call or text today at 530-222-2306 for a free quote.
I'm here today with my insurance agent of about 12 years, Kevin Wall from Allstate. He's located at 2861 Churn Creek Road. Now, Kevin, what is it that has made you such a successful insurance office for, what, almost 30 years?
Yes, actually, 28 years, June 1st. And the fact that we genuinely care about our clients and want to do what's best to make sure we take care of their insurance needs.
I remember when my daughter had her accident, and Allstate and your office was right there to help with the claims process.
As I mentioned, we have great staff and customer service. We really do go the extra mile. And with Allstate, if you qualify for the California Good Driver discount, you can most likely get started with as low as 1 month down.
Now, do people have to wait until their renewal to get started?
No, absolutely not. Whether your policy is coming up for renewal now or if you're midterm, it really doesn't matter. We can usually get you covered within about 15 minutes from when you call. Whether it's auto, home, or anything else that needs insured, if you just give us a call or text us, we'd be glad to help you. 530-222-2306.
Hello, fans, and welcome back to Tiger Field here in Redding, California. First pitch swinging is a ground ball. Cord Moore at first flips to Cook on the bag at first, and a collision there. Both players tumbling. Trenton Ford and Ty Cook, they seem to be all right. And safe at first on the play is Trenton Ford. A because we have an unreal backdrop here at Tiger Field with the clouds turning all around us and a rainbow off in left center field with dark clouds extended toward right with the lights on here. All sorts of different contrasting colors. Trenton Ford at first. Reaching on error as this one's popped up towards shallow center field. Rogowski giving chase. It's going to land in front of him, and he's going to make a strong throw into second base on a hop. Almost a janitor throw. And back-to-back base runners aboard. We'll bring up Vinny Lencioni. Right-hand hitter facing off against Ty Cook. The Colt 45s shift the infield to pole on the right-hand hitter. In this 2-0 ball game. Cook checks the runner at second. And he takes a tumble as he delivers the baseball. He slipped on the landing spot. And that'll be a balk. Both runners will move up. As he lifted his leg and started to propel himself forward, he ended up slipping and falling, just lost all of his footing, took a tumble. Now Bob Anderson's going to come out and make sure his pitcher's okay. Ty Cook waves him off now as the whole infield gathered in for just a few moments. Everyone moves up 90 feet. Via the balk. Now there's runners at second and third. Both runners in scoring position. So the tying run. Now Cook winds and deals a fastball. Hit into left for a base hit. Up with the ball is Likens. Around third. Holding at third is Coletto, but coming in to score is Trenton Ford. The first three batters of the inning get on board. It's now a 2-1 ball game. And the lightning out there beyond the outfield wall is just not quite done. So swing and a miss. Blew a fastball by Nicholas O'Rourke, who struck out swinging his last time up. Swing. Runners at the corners. The Colt 45 is looking for two quick pickoff attempts on over to first. Not in time. No balls and one strike on the right hand hitting O'Rourke. The 0-1 misses high and inside. To even up the count at one ball and one strike. The 1-1 delivery from Cook is a breaking ball on the outside corner for strike two. Runners at first and third. Infield looking for two. Here's the 1-2 delivery from Cook. It's a fastball up and away for ball two. With nobody out in this 2-1 top of the fourth inning. Pickoff attempt on over to first, not in time. Diving back easily was Lencioni. The outfield shaded toward left. On the right end hitting O'Rourke. He's up in the box with a wide open stance. He hits this one in the air toward foul territory out there in right field. Rafael giving chase toward the bullpen. It's going to land beyond his reach. The count holds at 2 balls and 2 strikes. Cook with a new baseball comes set. The 2-2 delivery to the right hitting O'Rourke misses high for ball three. count fills with nobody out and runners at first and third. The Colt 45 is looking for a double play. Hook comes set from the first base side. The payoff pitch as McMillan sets up in. Swing! What a miss. He got the strikeout. That is his eighth of the night.
The seventh strikeout of the night. Stepping up to the plate. The fielder number five, Cody Guy.
I take that back. That is the eighth strikeout of the night. With one out now. Quick pickoff attempt on over to first. Not quite in time. It's another bang-bang play over there as the tag was applied by Andrew Moore. It's the right-hand hitting Cody Guy to the plate who grounded out to Mark Anthony Carroll at shortstop his last time up. Huge jump here for the runner. Curveball catches the inside corner for a called strike one. No throw down to second base. And Lincioni gets the stolen base. As Colt 45s bring the infield in. The 0-1 with one out from Cook. Fastball popped up out of play toward right. Rafael giving chase, but not quite enough time to get to it. And that's strike two. On the right end hitting Cody Guy. Who now steps back into the box. The 0-2 delivery from Cook. Swing! What a miss. Foul tipped into the glove of McMillan, actually, who holds on. And that's another strikeout for Ty Cook. He's got a total of 9 on the night. And we're only through 3 2/3 now. Runners at second and third for the left-hand hitting Troy Rizzo. The first pitch is poked at a little flare. Oh, the leaping Carroll and into shallow left center field for a base hit. Coming in to score is Coletto. And now coming in to score is Lincioni all the way around from second base as lightning overhead goes across the sky. It's now a 3-2 ball game after the 2 RBI single from Troy Rizzo on the first pitch swinging. A very eventful night in terms of weather and baseball. It's now 3-2. The Colt 45's down after both runners came to score. First pitch fouled back to the screen by Gilbert Roth, who struck out swinging his last time up. The 0-1 from Cook with the runner at first. Swing and miss for strike two. No balls and two strikes with two outs. Cook at the belt. The 0-2 pitch. Just off the plate. McMillan handles it on the backhand. One ball and two strikes. Here's the 1-2 from Cook with the runner on first. That's Rizzo. Swing. And a miss. Ty Cook strikes out the side again, and that is his 10th K on the night as he hits double digits as we head to the bottom of the fourth inning. The Colt 45s now down by one by a score of 3-2. Tonight's game is sponsored by Kevin Wall, Allstate Insurance at 2861 Turn Creek Road. Kevin Wall started his business 28 years ago and offers great rates on auto, homeowners, life, business, RV or boat, and other recreational vehicles. All types of insurance. And if you qualify as a California Good Driver, you could get started with only 1 month down. Just call or text Kevin Wall, Allstate Insurance, at 530-222-2306.
This Hawaiian mini vacation is brought to your radio by Maui Bob's Office Cleaning.
My ocean delay, So what does professional office cleaning have to do with relaxing in a tropical paradise? Frankly, nothing. But Maui Bob and the crew want to remind you to be sure to take the time for what's important in this workaday world. Family, friends, and yes, even yourself. And if their professional office cleaning services can help you make that time, give them a call at 221-5868. This Hawaiian mini vacation was brought to your radio by Maui Bob's Office Cleaning, 221-5868.
Hi, this is Sue McClain from the Sue McClain NewsHour on KCNR. And I want to tell you about Kevin Wall Allstate Insurance at 2861 Churn Creek Road, Sweebee. A few years ago, my daughter's car was stolen, and my first thought was, where do I begin? Well, my first call, Kevin Wall Allstate Insurance at 530-222-2306. They walked me through the process and made it so much easier. So if you're looking for insurance for your auto, home, life, or business, call Kevin Wall Allstate Insurance at 530-222-2306.
Hello, fans, and welcome back to Tiger Field here in Redding, California. Ham, Carroll, and McMillan due up for the Colt 45s, now in a one-run deficit. First pitch swing for Ryan Ham is going to be fouled out of play on the first base side for strike one. Kept cutting away toward that 310 mark. Ended up landing out by the Novato Nick bullpen. Here's the 0-1 from Jake Turk is going to plunk between the shoulder blades of Ryan Ham, who is turning away from it. It's another hit by pitch for Jake Turk tonight, as Ham takes his free base, and the leadoff man is aboard for Mark Anthony Carroll. Nobody out, and the runner on first, that's Ryan Ham. Here's a pitch, misses up and away for ball one. Showing bunt and pulling it back. Mark Anthony Carroll, right-hand hitter. The 1-0 from the righty Turk out of the stretch, showing bunt again, fouled off. Nice count, one ball and one strike on the Colt 45's shortstop. Love the belt as Turk comes set, kicks and deals the 1-1, waved at the breaking ball for strike two. Ryan Ham with a moderate secondary lead over there at first, being held on by the first baseman Coletto. The 1-2 bounced over the head of the catcher, Roth, and all the way back to the screen. Easily taking second base is Ham on the wild pitch. Plenty of time to get down to second base. That moves the count to two balls and two strikes on the right-hand hitting Mark Anthony Carroll. Herc peers in. Now comes set. Checks the runner back at second, kicks and deals. The 2-2 is a breaking ball grounded toward the shortstop and off of the heel of his glove, bounces it off of his chest and kicks away from him. Safe at first on the E6 will be Mark Anthony Carroll. And moving up to third on the play is Ryan Ham. It's an error charge to the shortstop, Caleb Ford. It's the first error of the ball game for the Novato Knicks. Runners at first and third for Rain McMillan. As he grounds this one through the right side for a base hit into right field. Coming in to score is Ham, and holding at second base after it's quickly played back in by Drake Potras out there in right field. And this ball game is all knotted up at three. After McMillan singles, right as lightning struck out there beyond the right field wall, way out there toward I-5. And now the Novato Knicks manager is going to take the baseball from Jake Turk. He'll be a new pitcher for the Novato Knicks, facing off against the nine-hitter Corey Likens. When we return to allow the relief pitcher to begin his warm-up tosses, it'll be a southpaw facing off against the left fielder Corey Likens, with runners at first and second, right after this message from tonight's sponsor, Kevin Wall, Allstate Insurance.
Hi, this is Sue McClain from the Sue McClain NewsHour on KCNR. And I want to tell you about Kevin Wall Allstate Insurance at 2861 Churn Creek Road, Sweeby. A few years ago, my daughter's car was stolen, and my first thought was, where do I begin? Well, my first call, Kevin Wall Allstate Insurance at 530-222-2306. They walked me through the process and made it so much easier. So if you're looking for insurance for your auto, home, life, or business, call Kevin Wall Allstate Insurance at 530-222-2306.
Aguilar facing off against Corey Likens, showing bunt, draws both the corners in, now swinging away. Foul tips it back to the screen for strike one. Jake Turk goes 3+. Could walk away with the no decision, depending on if those runners at first and second end up scoring or not for the Colt 45s. As Turk checks the runners, now kicks and deals a fastball at the bottom of the zone. A called strike two. On the right-hand hitting Likens, the left fielder tonight for the Colt 45s. All knotted up at three, runners at first and second. That's Carroll at second, and McMillan's courtesy runner over there at first. Here's the 0-2s, a breaking ball just a bit high to even up the count at 1-2. Out of Mendocino College, Elijah Aguilar taking things over for Jake Turk, who went the first 3+. And Turk also responsible for those two runners aboard. Here's the 1-2 from the lefty out of the stretch. Swing and a miss. Likens strikes out swinging for the second time tonight.
Sweet strikeout number one.
And we'll bring up the top of the order and Trajan Rogowski to the plate. Right-in hitter, runners at first and second, now with one out. And Rogowski takes that pitch for a ball. Ball one to the right-in hitter, who has grounded out and single tonight. He's 1-for-2. The 1-0, the lefty Aguilar fouled back to the screen to even up the count at 1-1. With one out, 1-2. Runners not going. Misses up and away for ball two. The 2-1 delivery to Rogowski. This is wide again for ball three. Three balls and one strike as Aguilar peers in. Now readies and comes set. Checks the runner back at second. Kicks and deals. Misses in the dirt. Rogowski will work a walk to load the bases. That is the first walk issue to the Colt 45s tonight. We've only had a couple of hit by pitches. Now it's the right end hitting Rafael. Got on board via that infield single on the ground ball to the third baseman his last time up. Bases loaded here in this 3-3 ball game. First pitch misses low and in for ball one to the right end hitter. Here's the 1-0. Breaking ball. Catches the top of the zone. Floated it in there. To even up the count at one ball and one strike. The 1-1 delivery is chopper toward the third baseman and side for a base hit. Coming to score is Carroll. Around third and coming in to score easily without a throw is Tyler Zanizer, the courtesy runner for Rain McMillan, and a 2 RBI single for Mr. Colby Rafael puts the Colt 45s up by a score of 5-3. Both those runs charged to Jake Turk, so he could walk away from this ball game with a loss after giving up a total of 5 runs now. Struck out 3, walked none, gives up 5 earned runs and 6 hits in 3-plus innings. We're here in the bottom of the fourth. The Colt 45s now with a 5-3 lead as this pitch goes right off the tip of the catcher's glove all the way back to the screen, and both runners will move up 90 feet, Rogowski to third and Rafael to second for Andrew Mora, who took that pitch for ball one. Here in the bottom of the fourth inning, and nobody out for the Colt 45s. In a 5-3 ball game, as the lights have now taken full effect. Here's the 1-0 in this left-on-left matchup. Aguilar facing Mora. Breaking ball misses inside. Turning away from it was Mora. For ball two. Aguilar comes set. Kicks and deals the 2-0. Foul tips back to the screen. Mora doubled his last time up. He would later come around to score. Aguilar comes set. The 2-1 with runners on second and third. Swing and a miss for strike two. Got him to chase a floating curveball just off the plate. Here's the 2-2. And now the home plate umpire is going to call time. Now righties. The 2-2 pitch. And now a balk called, and the runners will move up 90 feet. Rogowski comes in to score. And Rafael moves up to third. Andrew Moore is still working a 2-2 count. On the balk call. The 2-2. Breaking ball on the inside corner. Ring him up. Strike three called. Mora goes down to looking. Now we'll bring up Dom DeCagno, who's singled and grounded out tonight. One out, the runner at third. It's 6-3 for Dom DeCagno in this Colt 45 offense. First pitch catches the bottom of the zone. A called strike one. DeCagno trying to get some more offense across the board. In this bottom of the fourth, huge cut and miss there for strike two. 6-3. Now DeCagno readies. The 0-2 from Aguilar. Is at the bottom of the zone. Ring him up. Strike three called. And that is out number three. The side is retired. The Colt 45s get the side struck out as we head to the top of the fifth inning. The Colt 45s up by a score of 6-3. Tonight's game is sponsored by Kevin Wall, Allstate Insurance at 2861 Churn Creek Road.
Today with my insurance agent of about 12 years, Kevin Wall from Allstate. He's located at 2861 Churn Creek Road. Now, Kevin, what is it that has made you such a successful insurance office for, what, almost 30 years?
Yes, actually, 28 years, June 1st. And the fact that we genuinely care about our clients and want to do what's best to make sure we take care of their insurance needs.
I remember when my daughter had her accident, and Allstate and your office was right there to help with the claims process.
As I mentioned, we have great staff and customer service. We really do go the extra mile. And with Allstate, if you qualify for the California Good Driver discount, you can most likely get started with as low as 1 month down.
Now, do people have to wait until the renewal to get started?
No, absolutely not. Whether your policy is coming up for renewal now or if you're midterm, it really doesn't matter. We can usually get you covered within about 15 minutes from when you call. Whether it's auto, home, or anything else that needs insured, if you just give us a call or text us, we'd be glad to help you. 530-222-2306.
Looking for fun ways to explore your town? You gotta step into the Cascade Curation Store, the coolest, cleanest little thrift store and art galleria in Shasta County. We're talking vintage without the markup, prices that'll make your bank account happy, one-of-a-kind local artwork for your art collectors, and curated thrifty finds you won't discover anywhere else in town. Whether you're hunting for that perfect piece to complete your collection or just browsing for inspiration and want to explore downtown and get free parking, for us, it's not just about vibes or trends. It's about timeless quality, where every visit is a new adventure at Cascade Curations.
Now, this is Carl Bott and Ted Leidy. We want to invite you to our new show, Man Up, the fourth Thursday of each month, right here on KCNR 96.5 FM and 1460 AM.
Man Up, 6 to 7 p.m., where we explore the lost art of being a man.
Spirits, cigars, and hit the ground running when you get up in the morning. That's what Man Up's going to be about.
Oh, don't forget motorcycles, guns,
and hard work every day.
And those things that men talk about when women aren't around.
That's right. Even cooking sometimes.
Even cooking sometimes. People, places, and things.
Serving your family, your community, and your country.
Man Up, fourth Thursday of each month from 6 to 7 p.m. right here on Free Fire Radio.
Hello, fans, and welcome back to Tagger Field here in Redding, California. It's a 1-2 count on the leadoff man, Caleb Ford, for the Novato Knicks after an 0-1 groundout from Drake Potras was out number one here in this top of the fifth inning. Now the 1-2 delivery from Ty Cook is a chopper toward Carolyn Marr over there in the 5-6 hole, colliding throw to first base is not in time. They brushed against each other and it interrupted Carroll's throw just momentarily, and safe at first on the infield single is Caleb Ford hustling down the line. With one out here in this bottom of the fifth. Now Trenton Ford to the plate. Wide open stance deep in the box. Cook comes set. It's a line shot over the leaping Mora and foul. Just out of reach of his glove.
That foul ball brought to you by Frontier Consulting Engineers.
No balls and one strike. The right end hitting Trenton Ford, who's been hit by a pitch and reached on an error tonight. His last time up, he reached on that E3. Pickoff attempt on over to first, not in time. Colt 45's at double play depth with the outfield shaded toward left. There's the 0-1, misses low. It's even up the count at one ball and one strike with the wind picking up just a little bit here and blowing in from left center field. One ball and one strike as Cook, another pickoff attempt on over to first, not in time. Some activity out there in the pen for the Novato Knicks as well. The Colt 45 bullpen is quiet. This one's fouled back toward the parking lot for strike two. The 1-2 delivery from Cook with a new baseball and the runner at first. Foul back to the screen for the Novato Nick on deck circle. Count holds it. One ball and two strikes. Here's the 1-2. On the inside corner, ring him up. Strike three called. Gone. Oh, look, and that is the 11th strikeout for Ty Cook tonight, which beats his previous season high of 10 back against the Athletic Edge where he went the distance. So he's 11 strikeouts on the night, and we're through 4 2/3. First pitch, fastball inside for ball 1-2. The right end hitting Braden Coletto, who struck out swinging and singled. That strikeout of Trenton Ford was also the 9th different Novato Nick to strike out tonight. So every Novato Nick has struck out at least once tonight, with a couple of them striking out more than once. Here's the 1-0 runner going. Throw inside, throw down to second base. Tag applied, not in time. A clean steal of second base for Caleb Ford. McMillan took the pitch inside, but also Coletto was actually hit by the pitch, so indifferent either way. No stolen base in that regard. I'll bring up the DH, Vinny Lencioni, who's struck out swinging, singled, and then stole second base before coming around to score tonight. Here's the first pitch to the right end hitting Lencioni. It's 1-for-2. Breaking ball. Right through the heart, a call at strike one. Ty Cook now at 69 strikeouts on the year. Now Cook comes set. The infield shifted to pull on the right-hand hitter, and playing behind the runner at first is Moore. The 0-1 on the outside corner right at the knees, a called strike two. No balls and two strikes with two outs. Cook peering in. Now gets a sign from McMillan. Ready's glove at the belt. The 0-2 delivery from the righty Cook as he checks the runner's back. Just off the plate. One ball and two strikes now. With two gone. Again, the infield shifted to pull and playing behind the runners at first and second. In the 6-3 top of the fifth, the 1-2 pitch from Cook misses way upstairs for ball two. Great job by McMillan to corral that baseball. Keep it from going all the way back to the screen. Two and two. Cook readies, picks and deals the 2-2. Swing! And a miss. Cook gets his 12th strikeout of the night and his 70th strikeout on the 2025 campaign. And the side is retired. The Novato Knicks strand a pair. It's 6-3. We're halfway through our ball game tonight from Tiger Field with Colt 45s up by a score of 6-3. Tonight's game is sponsored by Kevin Wall, Allstate Insurance at 2861 Churn Creek Road. Kevin Wall started his business 28 years ago and offers great rates on auto insurance, homeowners, life, business, RV or boat, and other recreational vehicle insurance. If you qualify as a California Good Driver, you can get started with only 1 month down. Just call or text Kevin Wall, Allstate Insurance at 530-222-2306 for a free quote. That's 530-222-2306.
I'm here today with insurance agent of about 12 years, Kevin Wall from Allstate. He's located at 2861 Churn Creek Road. Now, Kevin, what is it that has made you such a successful insurance office for, what, almost 30 years?
Yes, actually, 28 years, June 1st. And the fact that we genuinely care about our clients and want to do what's best to make sure we take care of their insurance needs.
I remember when my daughter had her accident, and Allstate and your office was right there to help with the claims process.
As I mentioned, we have great staff and customer service. We really do go the extra mile. And with Allstate, if you qualify for the California Good Driver discount, you can most likely get started with as low as 1 month down.
Now, do people have to wait until their renewal to get started?
No, absolutely not. Whether your policy is coming up for renewal now or if you're midterm, it really doesn't matter. We can usually get you covered within about 15 minutes from when you call. Whether it's auto, home, or anything else that needs insured, if you just give us a call or text us, we'd be glad to help you. 530-222-2306.
Hello, fans, and welcome back to Tiger Field. First pitch to Sam Marr. Checks at the bottom of the zone for a call. Strike one. Marr, Ham, and Carroll do up. Here in this bottom of the fifth inning, a 6-3 ball game. The Colt 45s on top by three. As Elijah Aguilar back out there for a first full inning of work. Draws a swing and a miss for strike two. He struck out the side after allowing a hit and a walk, but no runs. That was back in bottom of the fourth as Marr takes this one, bounced in there for ball one. One ball and two strikes. With the wind blowing in from center field, the outfield shaded toward left center. Here's the 1-2. Misses inside. Marr has been hit by a pitch and struck out looking tonight. Working a 2-2 count. Here in this 6-3, bottom of the fifth. Here's a 2-2 from Aguilar. Swing! And a miss. Marr down on strikes via the K. All four outs recorded from Elijah Aguilar have been via the K. That is out number one. It'll bring up Ryan Hamm, who's reached on a fielder's choice and been hit by a pitch tonight. Right-hand hitter deep in the box with an open stance. First pitch from the lefty. Fouled back to the screen for strike one.
And again, that foul ball brought to you by Frontier Consulting Engineers. A local employee-owned engineering firm.
Aguilar with a new baseball readies. Kicks and deals. The 0-1. Swing and a miss for strike two. Some great vertical movement on that off speed. No balls and two strikes. Here's the delivery from Aguilar. Swing and a miss. Good morning, good afternoon, and good night. That is out number two of this bottom of the fifth. Ryan Hamm goes down swinging. Mark Anthony Carroll to the plate now, who has walked and reached on an error. Right-hand hitter facing off against the left-hand throwing Aguilar. This one's popped foul toward the Novato Nick bullpen for strike one. So we've now dropped down to 80 degrees to below 80 out here at Tiger Field, which I do not think is something that has happened at all. Now the 0-1 is a little flare toward the second baseman Rizzo, who will handle it. And the side is retired. The Colt 45s go 1-2-3 as we head to the sixth. The Colt 45s up by a score of 6-3. Tonight's game is sponsored by Kevin Wall, Allstate Insurance, at 2861 Churn Creek Road. Kevin Wall, Allstate Insurance, started his business 28 years ago and offers great rates on auto, homeowners, life, business, RV, boat, or other recreational vehicle insurance. Give him a call or text for a free quote today at 530-222-2306.
I'm here today with my insurance agent of about 12 years, Kevin Wall from Allstate. He's located at 2861 Churn Creek Road. Now, Kevin, what is it that has made you such a successful insurance office for, what, almost 30 years?
Yes, actually, 28 years, June 1st. And the fact that we genuinely care about our clients and want to do what's best to make sure we take care of their insurance needs.
I remember when my daughter had her accident, and Allstate and your office was right there to help with the claims process.
As I mentioned, we have great staff and customer service. We really do go the extra mile. And with Allstate, if you qualify for the California Good Driver discount, you can most likely get started with as low as 1 month down.
Now, do people have to wait until the renewal to get started?
No, absolutely not. Whether your policy is coming up for renewal now or if you're midterm, it really doesn't matter. We can usually get you covered within about 15 minutes from when you call. Whether it's auto, home, or anything else that needs insured, if you just give us a call or text us, we'd be glad to help you. 530-222-2306.
Thanks.
Hello, fans, and welcome back to Tiger Field here in Redding, California. The Colt 45s went 1-2-3. We're now in the top of the sixth inning. Ty Cook facing off against O'Rourke, Guy, and Rizzo of the Novato Knicks as the wind started to pick up here. Forecast looks like we have some possible incoming rain and lightning near us, so we'll be monitoring that. Ball one to the right-hand hitter. Misses now in the dirt and away for ball two. Two balls and no strikes. Here's the 2-0 from the righty Cook. It's fouled back out of play for strike one. 2-1 to the right-hand hitting Nicholas O'Rourke, who's struck out twice tonight. The 2-1 delivery from Ty Cook. Swing and a miss for strike two. Ty Cook has kept his streak alive of striking out at least two batters every inning. Here's the 2-2. Fouled back to the screen. And he's sitting at 70 strikeouts on the year after he came into this game with 58. He has struck out 12 tonight, and he's gone five innings. Here's the 2-2 delivery. Swing! And miss, waved at outside the zone. That is strikeout number 13 for Ty Cook tonight. And for O'Rourke, that is his third time he's gone down swinging.
Okay.
Now the right-hand hitting Cody Guy to the plate. He's grounded out and struck out swinging tonight. Right-hand hitter, slightly open stance deep in the box. Here's the first pitch from Cook. It's an off-speed right on the inner half called strike one. The 0-1 from Cook. Misses low and in dirt to even up the count at one ball and one strike. The 1-1 fouled up the third base side for strike two. That wind blowing in directly toward home plate now. The 1-2 delivery from the righty Ty Cook to the right-hand hitting Cody Guy is in the dirt, low and away for ball two, smothered by Rain McMillan. The count evens up at two balls and two strikes. The 2-2 misses low and in for ball three. That'll fill the count. Now the payoff pitch with one out and nobody on here in the 6-3. Top of the sixth is hit in the air toward left. Likens comes in for it, playable for him, and he will squeeze it for out number two. We'll bring up the left-hand hitting Troy Rizzo, who had that two RBI single his last time up. He's 1-for-2. He's also struck out swinging tonight. Left-hand hitter. Here in this top of the sixth inning of a 6-3 ball game, the first game of a three-game weekend series against the Novato Knicks. The line shot right at Andrew Mora, and the side is retired. We're through 5.5 at Tiger Fields. We head to the home half of the sixth. Tonight's game is sponsored by Kevin Wall, Allstate Insurance, at 2861 Churn Creek Road. Kevin Wall, just give him a call or text today. Kevin Wall, Allstate Insurance, at 530-222-2306 for a free quote today. Again, that's 530-222-2306.
Hi, this is Sue McClain from the Sue McClain NewsHour on KCNR, and I want to talk about Kevin Wall, Allstate Insurance at 2861 Church Creek Road, Suite B. A few years ago, my daughter was in a car crash, and I remember thanking God she was okay, but the car wasn't. So I called Kevin Wall at 530-222-2306. They walked me through the process and made it so much easier. So if you're looking for insurance for your auto, home, life, or business, call 530-222-2306. Kevin Wall, Allstate Insurance, a proud sponsor of the Redding Colt 45.
Hello, fans, and welcome back to Tiger Field. You're in Redding, California. Laszlo Clemens on in relief of Elijah Aguilar, who goes two innings. And he struck out five of the seven batters, the eight batters he faced, rather. And he walked one in those two innings. He allowed one hit and no runs. Rain McMillan, Corey Likens, and then the top of the order, Rogowski, due up. It's the first pitch from the sidewinding righty. It's going to graze Rain McMillan. He'll take first base. And Tyler Zanizer will be his courtesy runner. That is the second time tonight that McMillan has got on base. He had grounded out into a double play, singled, and then been hit by a pitch now. First pitch from the righty to Likens is a huge cut and miss for strike one. The wind picking up here drastically. Out of the stretch, here's the 0-1 from the right-hand throwing Clemens. Misses low and away. Even on the count of one ball and one strike. Likens is 0-2 with a couple of swinging strikeouts tonight. The 1-1 delivery from the righty Laszlo Clemens out of University of British Columbia. This is wide for ball two. Right-hand pitcher with the sidewinding delivery. Not a submariner, just funky, unconventional delivery from that right side. Zanizer takes his lead at first. Now this pitch misses wide. Ball three. Three balls and one strike. With nobody out, the runner on first. The Novato Knicks searching for two on the infield. The middle infielders, Ford and Rizzo at double play depth. The 3-1 on the outside corner. At three balls and two strikes. Clemens checks the runner at first at Zanizer. Two or three steps off the bag being held on. As the 3-2 is fouled back to the screen, Zanizer was breaking on the pitch, and he'll have to retrace his steps, and we'll do it again. Three balls and two strikes. With nobody out, Zanizer at first, the courtesy runner for McMillan's hit by pitch. Clemens facing off against Likens, working a 3-2 count. Here's the payoff pitch with nobody out in the 6-3 bottom of the sixth. Zanizer running, this one's hitting the air toward right, should be playable for the right fielder, Poitras, who squeezes it for the out, and Zanizer will make his way back to first. Sure, Likens flies out. They'll bring up the top of the order and Trajan Rogowski to the plate, who's singled, grounded out, and walked tonight. Right in hitter. Out of Rockland, California. Down near Sacramento. Here's the 0-1 to the right-hand hitter with Zanizer on first. Not going. This one's a broken bat. Flare towards shallow right. Coming in for it is the right fielder, Poitras, who will squeeze it on the run and is out number two. A couple of flyouts will bring up Colby Raphael with Zanizer on first. Generous contribution to our program.
That's our cheat, folks.
Rafael has singled three times tonight, and he has a trio of stolen bases. Here's the first pitch to the right-hand hitter as Zanizer will be looked back to first base. Now he takes his lead being held on by Coletto. First pitch from the righty, Zanizer going. Rafael showing bunt right onto second base. Not in time. Throw beat the runner, but the tag not applied cleanly by the second baseman Rizzo, and a great maneuver sliding into second base with a pop-up slide was Zanizer. He gets the stolen base. And Rafael took that pitch for a called strike one, showing bunt and then pulled it back. Here's the 0-1. There's a ground ball foul for strike two. No balls and two strikes with two outs here in the 6-3, bottom of the sixth inning. The 0-2 from Clemens to Rafael just off the plate outside. Try to get him to chase the off speed. One ball and two strikes to the right-hand hitter who's singled three times tonight. And three stolen bases to match. The 1-2 from Clemens in the dirt. Check swing from Rafael. He didn't go. Smothered by Gilbert Roth, the catcher. Two and two to the right-hand hitting Rafael, who widens his stance with two strikes. 2-2 from Clemens. It's a little flare toward Rizzo at second base, who handles it on a hop. He'll flip to first in time for the 4-3 putout, and the side is retired. The Colt 45's leadoff man gets aboard, but he perishes over there at second base. They score none, and we're through six here at Tiger Field. The Colt 45's up by a score of 6-3 as we head to the seventh inning. Tonight's game is sponsored by Kevin Wall, Allstate Insurance at 2861 Churn Creek Road. Kevin Wall started his business 28 years ago and offers great rates on auto insurance, homeowners insurance, life insurance, business, RV, or boat insurance, as well as other recreational vehicles. If you qualify as a California Good Driver, you can get started with only 1 month down. Just call or text Kevin Wall, Allstate Insurance at 530-222-2306.
From the Sue McClain News Hour on KCNR. And I want to talk about Kevin Wall, Allstate Insurance at 2861 Church Creek Road, Suite B. A few years ago, my daughter was in a car crash, and I remember thanking God she was okay, but the car wasn't. So I called Kevin Wall at 530-222-2306. They walked me through the process and made it so much easier. So if you're looking for insurance for your auto, home, life, or business, call 530-222-2306. Kevin Wall, Allstate Insurance, a proud sponsor of the Reading Colt 45.
Hello, fans, and welcome back to Tiger Field here in Redding, California. Colt 45's on top by a score of 6-3. It's Ty Cook still out there facing off against this Novato Nick lineup. It'll be the eight, nine, and one hitters for the Novato Knicks. Gilbert Roth, Drake Poitras, and Caleb Ford. Gilbert Roth, the catcher, facing off against Ty Cook, who's working with 12 strikeouts and the ground ball up the middle. Diving to his right back behind second base is the second baseman. Jumps up, throws the first, not in time. And Roth is aboard via the infield single. Back behind second base, the second baseman, Ryan Hamm, diving to his right, full extension toward the shortstop side of the second base bag on the rim of the outfield grass. Made a strong throw to first, but just not in time. As Drake Poitras will now be up to the plate. Quick pickoff attempt on over to first, not in time. Back standing up is Roth. This pitch misses inside to Drake Poitras for ball one. One ball and no strikes. Cook checks the runner at first, being held on by Mora. That's Roth. 1-0 swing and a miss to even up the count at one ball and one strike. One, one, ties him up high and inside for strike two. Swung on and missed. Blew it by him in on the hands. One, two, pickoff attempt on over to first. Diving back with both hands is Roth, not in time. Or in time, rather. The throw not in time. One ball. Two strikes. Cook peers in. Now checks the runner again. Out of the stretch, the 1-2. It's a ground ball through the left side beyond the reach of Mark Anthony Carroll, who was shaded up the middle. And that puts a couple of runners aboard. Back-to-back singles. We'll bring up the top of the order in Caleb Ford, who's grounded out, struck out, and singled tonight as Bob Anderson makes his way out of the dugout. And it looks like Ty Cook's night will be done with a total of 12 strikeouts. We'll see what happens here. He's not taking the baseball from Ty Cook. The whole infield is gathered in. Runners at first and second. The tying run at the plate now. They're talking over what to do here. As the home plate umpire is going to come out and break up this meeting. Bob Anderson gives him a little pat. The infield knows what they want to do now. And everyone goes back to their respective spaces and places. Runners at first and second after a couple of singles. Now the top of the order and Caleb Ford to the plate. Facing off against the righty Cook, who just made the signal to Mark Anthony Carroll for a ground ball. He's going to try and pitch the right end hitting Caleb Ford inside, give him a little jam shot. Chopper toward Carroll at short. They'll try and turn it 6-4-3 for the twin killing. Ty Cook, we saw him call his shot earlier this season where he got the ground ball on command for the double play. Here's the first pitch of the right-hand hitter. A fastball right to the heart for a call to strike one to Caleb Ford, who's grounded out, struck out looking, and singled tonight. Cook out of the stretch. Runners at first and second. Moore playing on the rim of the infield grass in front of the runner at first. The infield shaded to pull on the right-hand hitter, who now calls time as Ford steps out. Carroll playing about 6 feet to the left field side of the second base bag here in the 6-3 top of the seventh. Here's the 0-1. The bottom of the zone called strike two right at the knee. The tying run at the plate for the Novato Knicks. Battling against Ty Cook as the Colt 45s get some activity out in the bullpen. So we hit the two-hour mark here in this ballgame. Here's the 0-2 pitch from the righty Cook. The infield shifted to pull as a line shot foul beyond the first base dugout. Caleb Ford, who has one hit tonight. Cook peers in, now comes set. The 0-2 pitch. Swing and a miss. McMillan will clear. Now throw to third. Tag applied. And out at third base. Caught stealing by Rain McMillan. Gilbert Roth is retired for a strike him out, throw him out double play. Quickly two away with the runner at second base. What a play by Rain McMillan, who cleared after the strikeout. He was going to throw down to first, but instead applied tag to the hitter Caleb Ford. And then made the throw down to third base with both runners going. So moving up to second base is Drake Poitras. But out at third was Gilbert Roth. And now the right end hitting Trenton Ford to the plate. It's been hit by a pitch, reached on an error, and struck out looking. He takes a called strike one. That is the 13th strikeout for Ty Cook tonight. He came into this game with 58. He's going to walk away with it with a lot more after hitting the 70 strikeout mark. Here's the 0-1. Misses low and away to even up the count at one ball and one strike. One and one, Cook peering in at McMillan. The wind blowing in. The outfield shaded toward right. The 1-1 delivery from Cook fouled up the first base side. Dribbled foul for strike two. For Rain McMillan, that was another caught stealing for him, adding to his total on the year. Here's the 1-2. Hop foul out of play toward the Novato Nick bullpen to keep the count at one ball and two strikes.
Schools to hospitals to industrial facilities.
One, two is a line shot toward Likens right there and left. Playable for him, and he will squeeze it for the out. Ty Cook, after the two leadoff singles, the side is retired. He gets out of the jam unscathed as the Novato Knicks strand one. They score none. It's time to stretch here at Tiger Field in Redding, California. The Colt 45s lead by a score of 6-3. Tonight's game is sponsored by Kevin Wall, Allstate Insurance, at 2861 Turn Creek Road. Kevin Wall, Allstate Insurance. Give him a call or text at 530-222-2306.
I'm here today with my insurance agent of about 12 years, Kevin Wall from Allstate. He's located at 2861 Churn Creek Road. Now, Kevin, what is it that has made you such a successful insurance office for, what, almost 30 years?
Yes, actually, 28 years, June 1st. And the fact that we genuinely care about our clients and want to do what's best to make sure we take care of their insurance needs.
I remember when my daughter had her accident, and Allstate and your office was right there to help with the claims process.
As I mentioned, we have great staff and customer service. We really do go the extra mile. And with Allstate, if you qualify for the California Good Driver discount, you can most likely get started with as low as 1 month down.
Now, do people have to wait until their renewal to get started?
No, absolutely not. Whether your policy is coming up for renewal now or if you're midterm, it really doesn't matter. We can usually get you covered within about 15 minutes from when you call. Whether it's auto, home, or anything else that needs insured, if you just give us a call or text us, we'd be glad to help you. 530-222-2306.
Now, this is Carl Bott and Ted Leidy. We want to invite you to our new show, Man Up, the fourth Thursday of each month, right here on KCNR 96.5 FM and 1460 AM.
Man Up, 6 to 7 p.m., where we explore the lost art of being a man.
Spirits, cigars, and hit the ground running when you get up in the morning. That's what Man Up's going to be about.
Oh, don't forget motorcycles, guns, and hard work every day.
And those things that men talk about when women aren't around.
That's right. Even cooking sometimes.
Even cooking sometimes. People, places, and things.
Serving your family, your community, and your country.
Man Up, fourth Thursday of each month from 6 to 7 p.m. right here on Free Fire Radio.
KCNR 96.5 FM, AM 1460, and heard online at KCNR1460.com. Don't miss This Morning with Gordon Deal, followed by the Sue McClain News Hour, Free Fire Radio, and Armstrong and Getty on KCNR.
Hello, fans, and welcome back to Tagger Field here in Redding, California. It's Jake for Wheel on in relief. Another southpaw for this Novato Nick Ball Club. Jake Verweel out of Colorado School of Mines. We've got a handful of left-handed pitchers on this staff of the Novato Knicks. Trying to keep this Colt 45 offense away from scoring a bunch of runs. In this 6-3 bottom of the seventh, it's Mora DeCagno and Marr due up for the Colt 45s. Left hand hitting Mora, facing off against the left hand throwing Verweel. Laszlo Clemens went one inning of no hit, no run baseball. You hit one batter, that was the only blemish. Other than that, it was a couple of flyouts and a ground out for him. So Mora takes a first pitch called strike one, right at the bottom of the zone. Now the 0-1 from the lefty, swing and a miss for strike two. Off speed out of the zone, and Mora was reaching for it. No balls and two strikes quickly here. Verweel calls time. He's going to talk things over with his catcher, Gilbert Roth. So he makes his way out to the mound to have a little chat, make sure they're on the same page. Now they both make their way back to their respective places. Both players rocking the socks up high to the knee. The blue socks with the road grays and the red lettering. Now they'll run through the signs again. Out of the stretch, Verweel deals the 0-2. Just a bit off the plate. Just missed the corner. One ball and two strikes. Here's the 1-2 pitch. Misses low and away for ball two. Two and two. Verweel facing off against Mora. With nobody out here in this bottom of the seventh of a 6-3 ball game. The 2-2 broken bat shattered goes toward second baseman, the shortstop, back behind second base, throw on the run for a 6-3 play. Everything was everywhere. That bat was absolutely splintered, not just broken, and flew toward the second baseman who was making his way back toward behind second base, thankfully, and he was out of the way of everything. So that ball split into about four pieces. Rather than a clean break, just completely splintered. Now, Dominic DeCagno to the plate, who's grounded out, struck out looking, singled, and stolen second and third tonight. That was back in the third inning when he got aboard. First pitch has popped up toward right. Right fielder giving chase. It's going to land in front of him, and DeCagno has himself a one-out single. Right fielder Potras giving chase toward it, but it landed just inside of fair territory and way beyond his reach. Had to play it in on a couple of hops. Now the right-hand hitting Sam Marr to the plate. DeCagno takes his lead at first, being held on by Coletto. First pitch, swing, and a miss for strike one. Huge cut and a miss there. Marr steps out of the box. Now digs back in as DeCagno is two or three steps off the bag at first. Some activity out in the Colt 45 pen. Ty Cook's night is likely done. The 0-1. Fastball misses low and away to even up the count at one ball and one strike. Great job by Roth to smother that pitch and look to Cano back to first. Here's the 1-1 from for Wheel. This is inside on the breaking ball. Two balls and one strike. For Wheel peering in. With one out, the Knicks are looking for a double play on the infield. Here's the 2-1 pitch. Foul tipped off of Roth. He's going to take a second and go collect that baseball up at the first baseline. Count moves to 2 balls and 2 strikes.
And we still have a ticket to the ball. Stand by, folks.
With a runner at first, that's Cano. He got on board via the single. Collected his second hit tonight. Now the 2-2 to Sam Marr, the right-hand hitter, with a runner at first. And one out. So line shot up the middle and through for a base hit. Cano will hold at second base. Back-to-back singles for the Colt 45s as they threaten here. It will be Ryan Hill to the plate, who's reached on a fielder's choice and been hit by a pitch tonight. He's also struck out swinging. Double play still in order for the Novato Knicks. With one out in the inning, the Colt 45s are trying to get a little bit more insurance on that board. The first pitch to Ryan Hamm is a line shot on a hop toward Rizzo. Handles the hop, but it's now goes past him into the outfield for a base hit. Cano will come around to score, and holding at third is Marr. And Hamm singles through the right side. It was a tough hop for Rizzo. It kind of handcuffed him and somehow found a way through him. Now the Colt 45's up by a score of 7-3 with runners at the corners for Mark Anthony Carroll. A trio of singles now give the Colt 45s a 4-run lead. First pitch misses outside for ball one. One ball and no strikes. Right-hand hitting Mark Anthony Carroll with one out. Runners at first and second. Now the pitcher Verweel steps off to get them to retrace their steps after huge secondary leads before Verweel even went into his windup. Pitching out of the stretch as we now get some drops here at Tagger Field. Spotty drops. This one's fouled up the first baseline. Foul. Out of play to make the count. One ball and one strike. Here's the 1-1 with one out. Foul back to the screen. We're now starting to get some drops here at Tagger Field. Something we have not seen this summer or last summer. Definitely something new for me. We were dealing with 120-degree heat last year at this time. Here's the 1-2 with one out. And that one's going to miss. To make the count. 2 balls and 2 strikes. On Mark Anthony Carroll. With runners at first and third. The 2-2 with a one out. Misses low and in for ball three. So we get a little bit more heavier rain here. Just some light sprinkling. Now the payoff pitch. with runners at first and third. Runner going from first is in time. Now a throw down to third from the flip toward home, coming around to score on the error after the stolen base. And now ending up at second base after a couple of runs come in to score. Marr comes in. Ham comes all the way around after the stolen base. And Carroll ends up at second base after the walk. We have a little bit of light rain here at Tiger Field, and the Colt 45 is getting some offense on the board. This one's hit in the air toward left, should be playable, and it's going to land just foul beyond the reach of a trio of Novato Knicks for strike one on Rain McMillan. On my apologies. Corey Likens on deck as well, who's 0 for 3 tonight. Runner at second. Here's the 0-1 to Rain McMillan. Swing and a miss for strike two. The 0-2 with one out, with the runner on second, is hit in the air towards center, should be playable. And the center fielder O'Rourke will squeeze it for the out, quickly play it back in. That's out number two. Now Likens to the plate, who's 0 for 3 tonight with a couple of strikeouts and a flyout. Likens, right-hand hitter. He takes a called strike one. No balls and one strike with two outs. And a runner on second. So that pitch catches the inside corner. Called strike two. Corey Likens searching for his first pitch, his first hit of the night, rather. He's now awaiting the 0-1, the 0-2 pitch. The 0-2 misses wide. It's count one ball and two strikes. You're on Likens with two outs. 9-3 in this bottom of the seventh. The 1-2 delivery is chopped foul back to the screen. And the count holds at one ball and two strikes on Likens. The waves of wood now ready. As her wheel comes set, working from that third base side with the funky southpaw delivery. The 1-2 misses up and away for ball two. Two balls and two strikes. Now the 2-2 pitch from Verweel. It's a breaking ball on the inside corner. Ring him up. Strike three called. Carroll was trying for third base on the play, but gone a-looking is Likens. And The inning ends. The Colt 45s strand one, but they get three. It's 9-3 as we head to the eighth inning. The Colt 45s up by a score of 9-3. It's a new pitcher on and relief for the Colt 45s, taking over for Ty Cook, who goes seven. We'll get you his final line after this message from our sponsor. Tonight's game is sponsored by Kevin Wall, Allstate Insurance at 2861 Churn Creek Road. Give him a call or text Kevin Wall, Allstate Insurance at 530-222-2306.
Hi, this is Sue McClain from the Sue McClain News Hour on KCNR, and I want to talk about Kevin Wall, Allstate Insurance at 2861 Cherry Creek Road, Suite B. A few years ago, my daughter was in a car crash, and I remember thanking God she was okay, but the car wasn't. So I called Kevin Wall at 530-222-2306. They walked me through the process and made it so much easier. So if you're looking for insurance for your auto, home, life, or business, call 530-222-2306. Kevin Wall, Allstate Insurance, a proud sponsor of the Reading Colt 45. Hi, this is Sue McClain from the Sue McClain News Hour on KCNR. And I want to tell you about Kevin Wall, Allstate Insurance at 2861 Cherry Creek Road, Suite B. A few years ago, my daughter's car was stolen, and my first thought was, where do I begin? Well, my first call, Kevin Wall, Allstate Insurance at 530-222-2306. They walked me through the process and made it so much easier. So if you're looking for insurance for your auto, home, life, or business, call Kevin Wall, Allstate Insurance at 530-222-2306.
Hello, fans, and welcome back to Tagger Field here in Redding, California. Dan Acedo on in relief of Ty Cook out of Lincoln, California. He's 1-0 with a 289 on the year. He started one game but appeared in six others. 18 2/3. He struck out 20 and walked 2. He'll be facing off against this Novato Nick lineup in this 9-3 top of the eighth inning, taking over for Ty Cook, who went seven innings of four hit, three run baseball. He walked none and struck out a season high 14. He also got to the 70 mark on the campaign. The first pitch is called for strike one on the outside corner to Braden Coletto, the first baseman for the Knicks. Here's the 0-1, swing and a miss for strike two. So we caught just the edge of that rainstorm here at Tagger Field, just a little bit of light sprinkling here and there, not enough to warrant any sort of delay or anything. Here's the 0-2, foul back to the on-deck circle as the count holds at no balls and two strikes. Right in hitting Coletto, facing off against Dan Acedo with the old-school black and white stirrups to the knees. The 0-2 pitch, bow back to the screen, and we'll do it again. No balls and two strikes. Now the 0-2 again. From Acedo, misses low. One ball and two strikes. The 1-2 delivery is a little flare toward Marr at third, playable for him. He'll settle underneath it and squeeze it for the out. A little pop fly. The Marr is out number one. That will bring up Vinny Lincioni. Now the right in hitting Lincioni, who struck out twice, singled, and stole second base before coming around to score to the plate. O'Rourke on deck. Here's the first pitch. Misses low and in. Ball one. One ball and no strikes. The righty Sato kicks and deals. Swing and a miss. To even up the count at one ball and one strike. Kai Cook's family was actually, or is actually, in attendance tonight. They're celebrating his dad's 50th birthday, so happy birthday to Ty Cook's dad. Swing and a miss for strike two. Blew a fastball by Lencioni. The count moves to one ball and two strikes. On the right-hand hitting DH for the Novato Knicks. 1-2, foul back to the screen. And we'll do it again. One ball, two strikes, one out, and a 9-3 top of the eighth inning. The 1-2 delivery from Macedo fouled off the catcher, McMillan, and ricochets back to the screen. The count holds at one ball and two strikes. The outfield shaded toward left. So the rain's now dying off a little bit. A very light sprinkle. The 1-2, a line shot foul, and we'll do it again. Just more like random sprinkles, if anything. One ball and two strikes still to Lencioni, who's battling here. He shot off a couple of pitches. Here's the 1-2. Swing! And a miss. Sato wins the battle. And he gets his first strikeout of the night. That's out number two for Nicholas O'Rourke, who has struck out swinging three times tonight. All from Ty Cook. Patrolling center field tonight for the Knicks. First pitch is popped up. McMillan giving chase toward the on-deck circle along with Mora in front of the dugout. Mora with some room will squeeze it for the out, and the side is retired. The Knicks go 1-2-3 as we head to the bottom of the eighth inning. Tonight's game is sponsored by Kevin Wall, Allstate Insurance at 4861, at 2861 Churn Creek Road. Kevin Wall, Allstate Insurance, offers all sorts of insurance from auto, homeowners, life, business, RV, your boat, and other recreational vehicles. If you qualify as a California driver, you can get started with only 1 month down. That's Kevin Wall, Allstate Insurance at 530-222-2306.
Sue McClain from the Sue McClain NewsHour on KCNR. And I want to tell you about Kevin Wall Allstate Insurance at 2861 Churn Creek Road, Sweeby. A few years ago, my daughter's car was stolen, and my first thought was, where do I begin? Well, my first call, Kevin Wall Allstate Inch, 530-222-2306. They walked me through the process and made it so much easier. So if you're looking for insurance for your auto, home, life, or business, call Kevin Wall Allstate Insurance at 530-222-2306.
Hello, fans, and welcome back to Tiger Field in Redding, California. The last chance to tack on some insurance for the Colt 45s. They're up by a score of 9-3, and it's the top of the order facing off against the new relief pitcher for this ball club, the Novato Knicks. It's going to be Rogowski, Rafael, and Mora due up, facing off against number 38 that I do not have a name for this Novato Knicks ball club. It's a lengthy right-hander out there on the hill. I believe it might actually be Jake Verweel still. I take that back. Now the 2-1 to Rogowski. From the righty is on the outside corner right at the knees. That'll even up the count at 2 balls and 2 strikes. The 2-2, just a bit inside. That'll fill the count at 3 balls and 2 strikes. On the right end hitting Trajan Rogowski. Now the payoff pitch from the righty. Glove of the belt. Out of the windup. Misses low and away. For ball 4, Rogowski works his second walk of the night. The leadoff man is aboard here in this bottom of the 8th. And, folks, we're giving away 2 tickets to tomorrow's game if you call us at 530-605-4567. The first caller, you get 2 free tickets to the Colt 45s and the Novato Knicks tomorrow night out here at Tiger Field. Call us now at 530-605-4567. That's 530-605-4567 as this pitch is fouled off. Out of play by Brad Blankenship. A pinch hitter for Kobe Rafael. We'll take over there in right field. To Rafael went 3 for 4 with 3 stolen bases. This one's grounded toward the third baseman. Gloves slows to second for 1. The relay to first on a hop, not in time. Goes out of play. The throw down to second base by the catcher. Recovering in plenty of time and a unconventional 5-4-2-4 double play for the Novato Knicks. You don't see that every day. 5-4-2-4 double play to erase both runners after Brad Blankenship technically reached to first via an E4, but he was tagged out at second base on the throw by Roth, who was backing up the play. And now Mora takes a called strike 1. Here in this bottom of the 8th inning, again, if we haven't had a caller yet, first caller to call in at 530-605-4567, we're giving away 2 free tickets to tomorrow night's game. The 0-1 misses low in the dirt to even up the count at 1 ball and 1 strike. On Andrew Mora, the left-hand hitter, facing off against the righty. Around the horn, they turn that 5-4-2-4 double play. Now the 1-1 up and away for ball 2. It's a ground ball to the third baseman, Trenton Ford, and then relayed to
second base where Rizzo threw to first, but it was up the first base side into foul territory where the catcher Gilbert Roth recovered it and threw down to second base where, again, the second baseman Rizzo was covering as Mora takes this one off the plate for ball three. So a 5-4-2-4 double play. Talk about unconventional. Now the delivery from the righty to the left-hand hitting Mora. Misses low for ball three. Three balls and one strike now to the Colt 45's first baseman. In a 9-3 bottom of the eighth inning. Now the righty comes set, kicks and deals, swing, and fouled it back to the screen. So the count fills to three balls and two strikes. Mora has not walked tonight, which I believe he likely has a streak of walking at least once. He leads the team in the walks department with 29. Here's the payoff pitch. This one's popped up back of second base. The shortstop Ford drifting out there, playable for him, and he will squeeze it for out number three. And the side is retired. The Colt 45s threatened, but they do not score after the double play. As we head to the ninth, it's going to be Dan Estato back out there looking to close out this ball game. Tonight's game is sponsored by Kevin Wall, Allstate Insurance, at 2861 Churn Creek Road. Kevin Wall started his business 28 years ago and offers great rates on auto insurance, homeowners, life, or business insurance, along with RV or boat and other recreational vehicles. If you qualify as a California Good Driver, you can get started. With only 1 month down, just call or text Kevin Wall, Allstate Insurance, at 530-2306 for a free quote. That's 530-22222. My apologies. 530-222-2306.
Hi, this is Sue McClain from the Sue McClain NewsHour on KCNR. And I want to tell you about Kevin Wall Allstate Insurance at 2861 Churn Creek Road, Sweet Bee. A few years ago, my daughter's car was stolen, and my first thought was, where do I begin? Well, my first call, Kevin Wall Allstate Insurance at 530-222-2306. They walked me through the process and made it so much easier. So if you're looking for insurance for your auto, home, life, or business, call Kevin Wall Allstate Insurance at 530-222-2306. Hi, this is Sue McClain from the Sue McClain NewsHour on KCNR. And I want to tell you about Kevin Wall Allstate Insurance at 2861 Churn Creek Road, Sweet Bee. A few years ago, my daughter's car was stolen, and my first thought was, where do I begin? Well, my first call, Kevin Wall Allstate Insurance at 530-222-2306. They walked me through the process and made it so much easier. So if you're looking for insurance for your auto, home, life, or business, call Kevin Wall Allstate Insurance at 530-222-2306.
Hello, fans, and welcome back to Tagger Field here in Redding, California. It's Guy, Rizzo, and Roth due up for these Novato Knicks, and first pitch taken for a ball. Right in hitting Cody Guy. See, swinging on this one, hits it right at Likens, playable for him, and he will squeeze it for out number one. Fly out to Likens. Is out number one of this ninth inning. Dan Acedo on for his second inning of work after he took over for Ty Cook, who went seven innings of four-hit, three-run baseball where he struck out a season-high 14. He also hit 70 strikeouts during this 2025 campaign as his first pitch to pinch hitter for the Novato Knicks, number nine, Max Shabastari. Now an 0-1 count on him.
KCNR Shasta Redding.
You're listening to KCNR Shasta Redding, 1460 AM, 96.5 FM, the 0-2. Swing! Shabastari strikes out. That's the second of the night for Dan Acedo. It's great to have you with us here on a wonderful Friday night edition of Colt 45's Baseball. It's now the top of the ninth inning with two outs, and the last hope for this Novato Knicks ball club is Gilbert Roth, who has singled and struck out twice tonight. He takes a ball in the dirt for ball one. We had thunder and lightning earlier in this ball game all around us, and now just a light sprinkle the last inning and a half or so. Here's the 1-0. It's a ground ball toward Marr at third, who gobbles it up, throws across for the 5-3 to end the ball game, and the side is retired, and the game is over between the Colt 45s and the Novato Knicks. We'll be back out here tomorrow and Sunday. The final time of the game was 2 hours and 40 minutes here on this Friday night. The Colt 45s get their 30th win of the year. They improved to 30-5 overall. Tomorrow night is Hawaiian night, and if you wear anything luau themed, you'll get a dollar off when you enter. The winning pitcher tonight was Ty Cook. The loser, Jake Turk. For the Novato Knicks, 3 runs on 4 hits, 2 errors. They left 5. For the Colt 45s, 9 runs on 10 hits, 2 errors. They left 6. Again, the final time of the ball game was 2 hours and 40 minutes. No save situation. Thanks for tuning in and listening to KCNR Shasta Redding at 1460 AM, 96.5 FM, or online at KCNR1460.com. And as always, special thanks to my producer, David Wiley, back in the studio. This is Jacob Green, the voice of the Redding Colt 45, saying thanks for listening, and please drive safely. The final score from Tiger Field tonight here in Redding, California, is the Novato Knicks 3 and your Colt 45s 9.
Different, and I mean different in a very, very good way.
It is good different. Call now. They're easy to talk to, and you can get a price within 2 minutes. Call 844-41-BIBLE. That's 844-41-BIBLE. 844-41-BIBLE.
The president has signed an order to clarify college athletes' employment status amid NIL chaos. Correspondent Gethin Kulbaugh has the story.
The move aims to establish clearer national standards in the NCAA's name, image, and likeness era. The order seeks to address the chaotic landscape of college sports, where athletes can now earn income from endorsements and schools can pay them directly. Trump's order also calls for preserving scholarships and roster spots for non-revenue sports and asks the Justice Department to protect athletes' rights. I'm Gethin Kulbaugh.
New York Mets have bolstered their bullpen by acquiring left-handed reliever Gregory Soto from the Baltimore Orioles. The Mets announced the trade Friday, sending minor league pitchers Wellington Arcana and Cameron Foster to the Orioles. Soto has been particularly effective against left-handed batters, holding them to a .138 average. Breaking news at townhall.com. It's almost time to catch summer's double meteor showers.
The Southern Delta Aquarid and Alpha Capricornid meteor showers peak in the early morning of July 30th. With minimal interference from moonlight, the meteors should appear bright and clear if viewed away from city lights. Each shower is expected to produce up to a dozen visible meteors per hour. The Alpha Capricornids may have tails that linger longer in the night sky. Viewing of each shower lasts through August 12th. The next major meteor shower, the Perseids, will peak in mid-August. Keith Peters reporting.
A grenade is missing from the scene of an explosion that killed 3 Los Angeles County Sheriff's deputies on July 18th. Los Angeles County Sheriff Robert Luna said one of the grenades detonated, the other can't be found. He is launching an explanation into the whole situation. More on these stories at townhall.com. I'm Ron Taylor.
This is Carl Bott and Ted Leidy. We want to invite you to our new show, Man Up, the fourth Thursday of each month, right here on KCNR 96.5 FM and 1460 AM.
Man Up, 6 to 7 p.m., where we explore the lost art of being a man.
Spirits, cigars, and hit the ground running when you get up in the morning. That's what Man Up's going to be about.
Oh, don't forget motorcycles, guns, and hard work every day.
And those things that men talk about when women aren't around.
That's right. Even cooking sometimes.
Even cooking sometimes. People, places, and things.
Serving your family, your community, and your country.
Man Up. Fourth Thursday of each month from 6 to 7 p.m. right here on Free Fire Radio.
Join me for the first Thursday of every month at 6 p.m. from my show, North State Now. In this one-hour show, we cover what's happening in the music scene, theater, food, and arts. We get in-depth interviews with local business owners, musicians, actors, and authors. Listen in, tune in, call in, participate. Win tickets to concerts and theater productions. It's a lot of fun, and believe me, it keeps us going. Join me, your host, Linda Bott, or North State Now, the first Thursday, right here on KCNR 96.5 FM and 1460 AM. Also streaming at KCNR1460.com.
Attention veterans, did you know that Shasta College and Simpson University have veterans resource centers to assist you in your educational pursuits? These centers offer a wide range of support services, including financial aid, tutoring, IT support, and more. We understand the unique challenges that veterans face and are committed to helping you succeed. Our experienced staff is here to help you navigate the college experience and achieve your academic and career goals. Don't let anything stand in your way. This message is brought to you by Senator Maurice Johannesson, former Secretary of California Veterans Affairs.
When it comes to quality lighting and electrical work, experience matters. Ed and Sons Electric has been in business for over 20 years, helping homeowners and businesses stay safe. From installing modern light fixtures to replacing outdated outlets, we ensure your home or office is functional, efficient, and up to code. Planning a new build? Don't leave your electrical work to chance. We'll help you design a layout and put outlets where you actually need them, and lighting that enhances every space. Ed and Sons Electric specializes in all aspects of commercial electrical work, including emergency power systems, large equipment installations, and overhead lighting solutions that meet today's standards for energy efficiency and safety. We take pride in our workmanship, our reliability, and our reputation. Call Ed, Nathan, and Justin at Ed and Sons Electric today for a free local estimate. 530-227-1553. That's 530-227-1553.
Looking for fun ways to explore your town? You've got to step into the Cascade Curation Store, the coolest, cleanest little thrift store and art galleria in Shasta County. We're talking vintage without the markup, prices that'll make your bank account happy, one-of-a-kind local artwork for your art collectors, and curated thrifty finds you won't discover anywhere else in town. Whether you're hunting for that perfect piece to complete your collection or just browsing for inspiration and want to explore downtown and get free parking, for us, it's not just about vibes or trends. It's about timeless quality, where every visit is a new adventure at Cascade Curations.
Former President Barack Obama and First Lady Michelle Obama got a deal from Penguin Random House that has been estimated to be in the $60 million range for their book. Joe Biden gets 10. Michelle and Barack, 60. Now, you could make the statement that Joe Biden only served one term as president, but he was there during the Obama years for two terms, whether he remembers it or not, and then he was credibly seen in the Senate for decades, over four decades. What did Hunter say in the F-bomb laden screed earlier this week? He was elected more than seven times to the Senate. I think he might have said effing Senate or something. There was an F-bomb in there somewhere. So Joe Biden, $10 million. Barack and Michelle, 60. And Bill Clinton, a long time ago in a galaxy far, far away, was paid $15 million for one of his memoirs. Donald Trump did not pursue a memoir after leaving the White House in 2021, but you know there may be some offers out on the table in 2028 for Donald Trump. We will see what happens on that. But I think I'm not saying $10 million is chump change. Certainly not. Someone tells me, "Hey, Mike, we'll give you $10 million advance if you write the story of your life." I am spending the next 5 weekends at least writing down stuff I remember. I don't know if Joe Biden has enough stuff to fill a book. We will see. We will see. We will see. $10 million. Yeah, if we go back, former President George W. Bush got $7 million for his book. So Biden's got more than 36 years in the Senate, 8 years as vice president, 4 years as president, $10 million. If you've got a clever name, of course, we'll happily entertain any kind of comedy at the expense of the Biden family, of course. 888-630-9625, 888-630-9625. We're going to have fun with this all day. Because the $10 million, I guess that's to pay for whatever legal battles they might have to fight in the future. I don't know if they're going to have any, but we'll see. $10 million, that's still a lot of money. But those Obamas, they're certainly a little bit better at the negotiation. We should put together a list of all the money the Obamas have made post-presidency from Netflix, did Spotify pay them some money? I don't know. We'll get into it. But I want to talk about that. There's also a story out today that, should offend us. Those of us who are in the business of trying to tell the truth at all times. Time magazine, which, used to be a thing, used to be a credible source of news and information on a weekly basis. Not so much anymore. Time magazine is out with a list of the 100 best podcasts of all time. And they break it down into categories of comedy and fiction, sports, society, business and technology, true crime, history, and pop culture, science, and news and politics. So pretty good categories. You know, you get about 10 categories in there, and you think, I wonder where Joe Rogan sits in the 100 best podcasts of all time. He's not in there. As a matter of fact, there don't appear to be any conservative podcasters in there. I'm just looking over in the news and politics area. The Ezra Klein Show. Oh, no, he's not conservative. The Daily Mail podcast. No. No, NPR's embedded. Those are the top three that they list. Now, I will occasionally dip into Rogan's podcast, but I don't have 3 hours to invest, but I certainly know that Joe Rogan would not be cashing the checks he's cashing if he were not among the top 100 podcasts on the planet. So Time Magazine, you get today's Bravo Sierra Award for putting out this list. Yeah, it's this is a truckload of Bravo Sierra being delivered. And what's after Ezra Klein? Something called the Long Form Podcast, Plain English with Derek Thompson, and The Prince. I guess it's a profile of Xi Jinping. Just phenomenal that the left keeps telling us they don't have any reality in their world. They're flat out showing it to us. We will, of course, address what happened yesterday with the visit to the Federal Reserve. I couldn't believe how quickly the idiots over at MSNBC and CNN have tried to turn this into a racist thing. Yes, race was brought into it already. It's just they don't understand things. They just don't understand things over there. But we'll have fun with that. So the sad news yesterday, as we were leaving the air yesterday, the news broke that Hulk Hogan had passed away at the age of 71. And one of the things that I had discussed with the great Michael Piercy during our off-air conversations was 71 years old. Is Hulk Hogan, was he only 7? It seemed like he'd been around forever. And apparently, yes, 71 was Hulk Hogan's actual age. so often in the entertainment world, there is a fudging of the age, because people always want to be seen as younger, because younger is better in the show biz. But it looks like Hulk Hogan, 71 years old, he had been troubled with a lot of ailments and a lot of surgeries, dozens of back surgeries after all of the wrestling that he did. But being 71 years old and being such a great iconic image for so long, it's just a testament to his ability to stay in the spotlight. Yeah, he had a couple of controversies, but he's a guy who at the RNC really showed the world. He was a supporter of Donald Trump. I'm sure it brought in some men, as if Donald Trump needed more men. But this was kind of sad. And then Chuck Mangione. Yeah, Chuck Mangione, we hadn't heard from him too much. He was 84 years old, passed away. Beautiful, beautiful career, long, successful career in the music industry. We remember him for Feel So Good, horn player. And I think he was on in kind of this odd side role. He was on that animated show, King of the Hill. Yeah, they kind of made a bit out of having Chuck Mangione perform regularly in the parking lot of the Megalomart, a parody of the big box retail stores. So there was that sad news yesterday. As I said, the phones are open. All Fridays are fun days. We're going to have some fun today. We will have some episodes of Democrats Say the Darndest Things, because yesterday they did not disappoint. They returned. Crazy Maisie came back. So did Beto. So did Jazzy. And Randy Weingart, who I think is mad because the NEA's president, Rebecca Pringle, got so much attention last week for yelling that she had to come back. She, Randy Weingarten, had to come back in front of the microphone and do some yelling herself. So we'll have fun with that. There's a lot of fun on the menu today. Some serious topics, some interesting clips we have to share with you, updates and comparisons to the stories being told today by the Democrats as it relates to the Russia collusion scandal and what they were selling years ago. We'll get to all of that. But the phones are open, 888-630-9625. Let's see what's on the books here today, and I mean it. See what I did there, on the books? Let's see what's going on. Ray is in Manassas, Virginia. Ray, welcome to the Chris Plant Show.
Hi, I think we were talking about Biden's biography or whatever it's going to be called.
Yes, sir.
They need 300,000 people to buy the book. There are 81 million people that are stupid enough to vote for him. There's got to be 300,000 that are stupid enough to buy his book.
Well, I want to see. I'd be dubious to see if that's a lot of books being sold. You know, book sales are one of those things that it always mystifies me about these advances, because I know there's no way in hell that the Obama's advance of $60 million was recovered or recouped in any way, shape, or form. But that's an interesting comparison. 80 million people, you got to be able to find 300,000. If you find 1%, you got 800,000. I don't know if 1% of the people are reading. I wish, Ray, they would do the audiobook, because I think that would be fun. An audiobook, if it's Joe Biden, would be a lot of fun, at least for us. Thank you, Ray. Let's go to Marco in Springfield, Virginia. Hello, Marco. You have a title for the Chris Plants, for the Biden book?
I do have an alternate title. It's called Profiles in Fraud. You know, there's the Profiles in Courage for real heroes, and then there's a Profile in Fraud for people like Biden. But I wanted to mention that Maria Bartiromo had a great compilation. Ron Johnson was interviewed, and he's talking about how these people in the media need to be held accountable, because that's how we got to where we are. It's been going on since 2008. And I think her montage should be called The Montage of Liars, and it should be on every single news program from now until the election.
We'll take a look. We'll take a look. Thank you, Marco. Let's grab another title for Biden's upcoming memoirs. Deborah in South Carolina. Deborah, hello.
Good morning. My title would be, This is Not Hyperbole.
This is not hyperbole. Okay. A little bit of irony built in there. That's
very that'll be very convincing to get people to buy it.
That is, Deborah, that is such beautiful Southern humor. That is so subtle. I love the subtlety of it. Well done. Thank you. Thank you. Let's go to Mike in Houston, Texas. Mike, you have a title for the Biden book?
Yeah, I do. It's just going to be, come on, man. And, you know, and the subtitle would be Abusing Public Trust for Almost 50 Years.
Oh, I like that. That's very good. Come on, man. Thank you, Mikey. That's good. We'll get more titles. 888-630-9625. It's Mike Opelka in for Chris Plant on the Chris Plant Show.
This is the Chris Plant Show.
Oh man, Big Wireless is pulling one over on us. It's time to switch to Consumer Cellular. I did, and I'm getting the same fast, reliable, nationwide Big Wireless coverage without the big wireless cost. But it's not just about saving money on my bill. It's about not getting used by the big carriers. Do you even know how much data you use every month? Most people that are 50 and over use less than 8 gigs of data a month. But Big Wireless wants to shove you into an unlimited plan because they need you to cover the costs of younger people who use a lot more data than you do. So yeah, if you're not using all that data, you're being used. I had had enough of that. I went with Consumer Cellular. Consumer Cellular set me up with a phone and a plan, and it was incredibly easy to switch. You call and speak to an actual person, and it only takes about 20 minutes. Just give them a call and make the switch today. Call 1-800-760-0702. That's 1-800-760-0702.
Paid for by Christian Care Ministry.
Let's see, if something costs less, a lot less, but people are actually happier with it, that sounds like something to look into. And that's MediShare. Maybe you've heard joining MediShare can save you or your family up to $500 a month, and that's huge, but it's also true. People are just happier with it. They love being part of something that reflects and promotes their values and what they believe in. MediShare works, too. It's been around for 30 years now, and members have shared more than $7 billion of each other's bills. People love having telehealth and a huge nationwide PPO network, so yeah, really, you can save a ton and like it better. Imagine being happy with how you're taking care of your health care, whether you're self-employed or part of the gig economy or you just want a plan that you're happy with. Here you go. You can call right now and get a price within 2 minutes, a very, very smart use of 2 minutes. Here's the number you need. It's 855-51-BIBLE. That's 855-51-BIBLE, 855-51-BIBLE.
Whether it's day or night, hot flashes due to menopause can be unpredictable. That's why there's Veoza, a prescription treatment proven to reduce the number and severity of hot flashes day and night that can start working in as early as 1 week. Based on clinical studies measuring efficacy at 4 and 12 weeks, individual results may vary. Talk to your healthcare provider about what this may mean for you. For moderate to severe vasomotor symptoms or hot flashes and night sweats due to menopause, Veoza can cause serious side effects, including liver problems. Your doctor will do blood tests before and during treatment. Stop Veoza and call your doctor if you have symptoms of liver problems, such as feeling more tired than usual, decreased appetite, nausea, vomiting, itching, yellowing of the eyes or skin, pale stool, dark urine, or stomach pain. Don't use Veoza if you have cirrhosis, severe kidney problems, kidney failure, or take CYP1A2 inhibitors. Ask your doctor about Veoza. To learn more, call 1-866-239-1637 or go to Veoza.com. That's Veoza.com.
I had nightmares at my birth mom's house. It was really scary living there. There were always drugs in the house. The police came, and that's when I was placed into foster care.
Right now in the U.S., more than 100,000 children, like Ariana, are waiting for a family.
Once I was adopted, I definitely felt safe.
Help the Dave Thomas Foundation for Adoption find permanent homes for children in foster care. Learn more at DaveThomasFoundation.org.
If you are 50 or older, it is recommended that you get vaccinated against pneumococcal pneumonia, a potentially serious bacterial lung disease that can disrupt your life for weeks. If you're an adult 19 to 49 with certain underlying medical conditions like asthma, diabetes, chronic heart disease, or COPD, vaccination is also recommended. Talk to your doctor about vaccination today and learn more at lung.org/protect yourself. Furnished by the American Lung Association in collaboration with Pfizer.
Individuals and businesses with tax problems, listen carefully. Do you feel like you're losing control of your finances? If you owe over $10,000 in back taxes or have unfiled tax returns, we can help you take back control. The IRS is the largest and most aggressive collection agency in the world, and they can seize your bank accounts, garnish your paycheck, close your business, and file criminal charges. Take control of your tax problem now by calling the experts at U.S. Tax Shield and take advantage of the Fresh Start program and new laws that may allow us to negotiate a settlement for the lowest amount possible. Our team of tax attorneys and enrolled agents can stop collections and get you protected so you can take control of your financial future. U.S. Tax Shield offers a price protection guaranteed quote to get you protected today. U.S. Tax Shield is A-plus rated with the Better Business Bureau, so call now. 800-785-9132. That's 800-785-9132. U.S. Tax Shield. 800-785-9132.
China is going to eat our lunch. Come on, man.
Ooh, ooh, there's another possible title for the Biden book. Come on, man. Joe Biden's unlikely rise to the presidency. It's Michael Pelkin for Chris Plant and the Chris Plant Show. It's a fun Friday. We're trying to have some fun today. And also make sure we cover all the news that's out there. There is a bunch. There's a whole bunch of news out there. And we'll get to as much of it as possible. But we have to have fun. Joe Biden gets $10 million for his memoirs. Not for his memories, for his memoirs. And so we're looking for a title. We're trying to be helpers, because Mr. Rogers told us all to look for the helpers. In times of trouble, look for the helpers. So let us have some fun with you, the Chris Plant audience, 888-630-9625. Clark is in North Carolina. Hello, Clark. Welcome to the show. You have a title?
Biden, my time.
I'm sorry?
Biden, my time.
Ooh, I lost the first run at that. I like that. Biden. And maybe you could put a comma, Biden, my time. And it would work out. That's great. That's excellent. Well done. I like it, Clark. Well done. Thank you, sir. Let's go to Jason in Kensington. Good day, Jason.
Good day, Mark. How you going, mate?
I'm good. I'm sure you've got several titles ready.
Well, he has a couple of options. He could do one option where he could just say, but, you know, my memoirs, not a joke, and have that sort of picture of him looking out in the space. or he could have the other one where he could have, remember those old scratch and smell books? Remember the scratch and sniff books you used to have?
I remember there was actually a scratch and sniff movie from Divine, but that's for a different discussion. But go ahead.
Yeah, you could have one of the books titled like the same, but have it a scratch and smell version. You used to be able to scratch the pages and smell something, but yeah, that could be another version of
you. You could have pictures of all the women who's sniffing their hair, and we could have different shampoo smells. Like, oh, this one's like the musky the conditioner smell. Oh, that's it's a separate book. Thank you, Jason. Appreciate it. Well, let's go to Ed in Alexandria, Virginia. Hello, Ed.
On the planes, trains, and automobiles.
Ooh, planes, trains, yeah.
Yeah, I was thinking a better one would be lie, sleep, and sniff.
Lie, sleep, and sniff. These are great books. I hope the publishers are listening today. Thank you, Ed. Let's go to Dave in Severna Park, Maryland. Hello, Dave. What's
morning, Michael.
Hello.
The title is Lost, My Morals, My Election, My Mind by Joe Biden.
See, I love that you guys are thinking deep on this. This is very good. Lost, my morals, my whatever in my mind. That's very good. Very good. Thank you, sir. I appreciate it. Let's go to Richard in San Francisco. Richard, thank you for being here. You have a title?
I do. No joke.
Just not a joke, people. I love it. There's so much. Thank you.
Hi, I'm Steve Coburn, proud owner of Country Air Pet Resort here in Reading. I invite you to come and take a tour of my revitalized pet resort. Our goal here at Country Air is to make sure your pet can relax and have a healthy, happy time away from home. With friendly, caring people, lots of fresh air and exercise, good healthy food, and plenty of pampering, There are no small cages here. What we offer are large temperature-controlled runs and spacious exercise yards that are great for fun and socialization. We even offer daycare. Cats are treated to a two-room apartment plus playtime in our playroom. So stop by and take a tour of the best. You and your pet will want to come back to Country Air Pet Resort, where our motto is, we treat your pets as if they were our own. Country Air Pet Resort, 549-3335.
This is Carl Bott. Join Linda and me Monday through Friday from 7 to 9 a.m. for Free Fire Radio right here on KCNR 96.5 FM and 1460 AM, your talk radio. We're going to discuss what's happening in our city, county, state, and nation. Join in. Miss a day, miss a lot. Free Fire Radio, Monday through Friday, 7 to 9 a.m.
Good morning, Reading. This is Rick Hughes, host of The Flatline. Heard every Sunday morning on KCNR 96.5 FM at 7 a.m. in the morning. Just want you to know that God has given us two ends, one to think with and one to sit on. And success in life depends on which one you use. It's heads you win and tails you lose. Come join me on The Flatline and learn about God's tremendous problem-solving device. 7 a.m. every Sunday morning, 96.5 FM, KCNR.
The property insurance crisis in California is starting to affect the business insurance property also. 200 to 300% rate increases in business property rates or not writing business insurance at all are becoming the norm. At Siskiyou Insurance, we have over 100 years experience in writing business insurance in the North State. We can help. We live here and care about our community and want to make sure that you keep your business with a local agent that knows our town and supports it every day. And we'll get you the best deal we can. Call Curtis Byron at Siskiyou Insurance Services, 530-224-2345 or 1-800-773-2345. Siskiyou Insurance, 530-224-2345 or 1-800-773-2345.
For over 50 years, House of Realty has provided experienced and effective advice to its real estate clients. Experts in residential, commercial, and investment property, we have the knowledge and tools to assist you with all of your real estate needs. Family owned and operated since 1965, we have been an active part of the Shasta County community for generations. Please call House of Realty today at 241-8300, a reputation for excellence since 1965.
This is Ted Leidy with Northern Firearms Instruction. Do you have a crazy schedule and can't seem to get to a class to qualify for your CCW, CCW renewal, or maybe learn to use that new firearm you just purchased? Consider a private class with NFI. Learn to shoot a handgun, rifle, shotgun, or even a BB gun. Classes are taught by an instructor that you choose on your dates and location. Give NFI a call at 530-999-1822 or visit us online at usgunpro.com. This is Ted Leidy, and I'll see you at the range.
What is happening in the state of Jefferson? To find out, listen to the Jefferson State of Mind program Sunday mornings at 9 a.m. on KCNR with your hosts Wynn Carpenter and Terry Raposa and Janet Chandler. To catch up on past broadcasts or to listen anytime, go to KCNR1460.com and click on the archive link.
Come out and play. Have you seen the bill? We all have to pay. The time has come for 51 in a Jefferson state of mind.
This Hawaiian mini vacation is brought to your radio by Maui Bob's Office Cleaning. So what does professional office cleaning have to do with relaxing in a tropical paradise? Frankly, nothing. But Maui Bob and the crew want to remind you to be sure to take the time for what's important in this workaday world. Family, friends, and yes, even yourself. And if their professional office cleaning services can help you make that time, give them a call at 221-5868. This Hawaiian mini vacation was brought to your radio by Maui Bob's Office Cleaning, 221-5868. 5868.
Summer travel is here, and it can be tough on a vehicle. Whether it's dust or dirt, pollution or road grime, stop by Quick and Clean Car Wash at the corner of Market and Eureka Way in downtown Reading. They offer car wash packages starting at $11. Quick and Clean's gentle, automated pull-through wash includes a hand scrub pre-clean and a personal towel dry exit. Save money, save water at Quick and Clean Car Wash at the corner of Market and Eureka Way in downtown Reading.
Hi, it's Mark from Haven Humane Society. Are you looking to add to your family? We have puppies, kittens, small critters, and farm animals. Each year, we have thousands of amazing animals looking for homes come into our lives, and we hope to have them join yours. Follow us on social media and find our links on our website, havenhumane.org. Watch our weekly content on YouTube, like our Mark's Monday mashup, when we talk about what's going on and introduce you to our team and adoptable animals. Get involved. Volunteer. Thank you for all your continued support. Together, we are moving closer to our ultimate goal of a North State with no more homeless pets.
Join Aaron and Bill for We the People Radio, Sundays, noon until 2.
It's conservative talk radio with a liberal dose of humor. Get the whole story from experts around the world delivering facts rather than opinion.
Missed a show? Busy at noon? No problem. Listen to our free archives when you have time. No commercial interruptions or download restrictions. We the People Radio.
.us.
Hello there, this is Kevin Cry. Every other Sunday, I will be on KCNR, your talk radio, 96.5 FM and 1460 AM. I will be discussing the issues that matter to you most. You'll be able to call in directly, ask questions, and have a dialogue, open and free, every other Sunday, right here on KCNR, your talk radio.
This Hawaiian mini vacation is brought to your radio by Maui Bob's Office Cleaning. So what does professional office cleaning have to do with relaxing in a tropical paradise? Frankly, nothing. But Maui Bob and the crew want to remind you to be sure to take the time for what's important in this workaday world. Family, friends, and yes, even yourself. And if their professional office cleaning services can help you make that time, give them a call at 221-5868. This Hawaiian mini vacation was brought to your radio by Maui Bob's Office Cleaning, 221-5868.
Over a million copies in this country, made a profit, and was generally well received and distributed around the world. And then, not a president, but in her own mind, she thinks she should have been the president a few times. Living History by Hillary Rodham Clinton sold over a million copies in its first month and sits around 1.5 million overall. So Hillary did well. And, you know, before the memoir, The Audacity of Hope by Barack Obama sold 3 million copies. That made money. And the late Jimmy Carter wrote several books, but his My Life as a President by Jimmy Carter sold an estimated 1 million-plus copies and made a profit. So there is money to be made. I just have to wonder if there is a market for the Biden book. And you know these will be bought in by public schools all over the country, too, because you do have, I think we still have libraries in public schools, not that anyone's in there using them, but you would hope that they would have libraries with history sections and presidential memoirs there. But we're trying to come up with a good title for the Biden book. And so many of you are sharing your thoughts at 888-630-9625. 888-630-9625. Let us visit with Victor in Maryland. Victor, you're interested in this topic and this book?
Yes, I am. And I'm wondering, when he goes on the book tour, who's going to wake him up?
Well, that's a good question, because you know that Ambien has long-lasting effects. Just ask Hunter, who's now kind of denying the fact that he actually knows if there was Ambien. That's a good question. I wonder about his health, the president has the same, I think he has the same stage of prostate cancer as Scott Adams. That's what Scott Adams was saying. And Scott Adams is saying he's not expecting to survive this year. God bless him and pray for him. So I don't know that President Biden has been in declining health, not just mentally, but physically for some time. So that is a good question. I don't think he'll have to do a book tour. We'll see. But thank you. Let's go to Jerry in, is it Lovettsville, Virginia? Jerry, welcome to the Chris Plant Show.
Thanks, Mike, for taking my call. It's always a pleasure when you're sitting in for Chris.
Thank you, brother. That's very kind.
My suggestion is the big guy. My life on the 50% margin.
Wow, the big guy. Was that, I know the follow-up book to The Laptop from Hell. Was that not the big guy? I have to look at that. Miranda Devine, who wrote the incredible book, The Laptop from Hell. She had a follow-up book that was scheduled to come out in the heat of the 2024 campaign. And I got to look back and see if that's the case, because I have it on let me check my phone, because I have it on the audiobook version. And I think it might have, but that's still a good one. The big guy, that, because that's who he was known as. Tony Bobulinski told us that. That was the story. And I don't think I have it here on my folder, so I'll have to look it up a little bit later. But I endorse the big guy. I like it. Thank you very much, Jerry. Appreciate you. Let's go to Don in Nebraska. Don, you have a title for the proposed Joe Biden memoir?
Well, it's so easy. I came up with like four or five of them.
All right, fire away.
I'm like shadow boxing with corn pop. My favorite ice cream. My bodyguard, the Easter Bunny. Am I still president? It's so easy.
Whoa! I like you. You're bearing the lead here. The last one was my favorite. Am I still president? That's really.
I also like to say, if I can, I'm just a regular citizen, and I, found early and was able to get surgery for prostate cancer 5 months ago. How did I get detected in better care than the president?
This is such a mystery. And Don, God bless you. Are you okay? How are you doing? Is your recovery good?
Yeah, I'm fine now. Okay. It's amazing. When he was campaigning, I'll cure cancer. Well, I still got it, and he still got it. He didn't even fix himself.
Well, I'm fine.
But how did I get better care than him?
There are issues with prostate cancer, and we know it's so prevalent that there are certain kinds of prostate cancer that are more or less aggressive, and they also weigh in the age of the patient to how aggressive they can be on treatment. So it's hard to say, and that's one thing. I don't wish ill on anybody when it comes to health, and I hope he gets all the treatment. I'm happy to hear you're doing better, but great title. Am I still president? That may be my favorite so far. Let's go to Mike in New York. Hello, Mike. Welcome to the Chris Plant Show.
Good morning, Mike. Thanks for taking my call. I think the best title for the book would be Deep Thoughts for Shallow Minds.
Ooh, Deep Thoughts for Shallow Minds. That's pretty darn good. I like the simple ones. These are good. Thank you, Mikey. Let's go to Steve in Arkansas. Hello, Steve.
Hello, Mike. I've got a format and a title for his book.
Really?
Yeah. It could be a couple of hundred pages of blacked out lines, which would match his cognitive ability, and you can name the book Redacted.
I like this. Redacted. The Biden years. What I remember or not. Redacted. That's pretty good, too. This audience is so smart. Thank you. Let's go to Roy in Lynchburg, who has some thoughts on this. Roy, welcome to the Chris Plant Show.
Hey, I'm trying to come up with ways that he could actually make some money off of this book. And most of these are presidential memoirs considered nonfiction. Well, there's no way anybody's going to even look in a nonfiction section for a book by Joe Biden, There's no way. So maybe they should put it either in the fiction section or comedy or something like that. And another way that he could boost his sales is maybe do the e-book route, or the audio book. But if he narrates it himself, it's going to be longer than War and Peace, because he just rambles on forever and ever and ever.
That is going to be the challenge, I think, because I said it before, I'm a big fan of the e-books. I try and listen at least one a week, and my wife reads 3 to 5 regular books a week. She's always got a book in her hand, and I'll listen to one while I'm driving. It just makes life easier for me. But for Joe Biden to record the memoir would just, I know everybody in talk radio is salivating at the opportunity, because we would have a blast with it. But it'd be the outtakes that where the money would be. But thank you. Thank you, Roy. That's excellent. Let's check in with Dennis in Chesapeake, Virginia. Hello, Dennis. Welcome to the Chris Plant Show.
Hey, Michael. I can't compete with Am I Still President? But
that's pretty good, isn't it?
The Delaware dummy goes to Washington.
They're not going to do that. You know, I live in the state of Delaware, and the big rest stop on 95 is called the Joseph R. Biden Rest Area, which is, it's just the train station's named after him. They named the turnpike rest area after him. So they're not going to call him the Delaware dummy. They may call him Scranton Joe. That might get in there somewhere, but I don't think they're going to let you do that one, Dennis. But thank you. Let's go to Robin quickly in Wilmington, North Carolina. Hello, Robin.
Hi, Mike. How are you?
I'm good. I'm good. I'm interested in what your title would be.
Well, Corn Pop and Me, and then, of course, a colon, The Lunchbox Tales.
Well, first of all, kudos to you for working the colon in there, because we know they love their colons. That's what I like to say. So it's Corn Pop and Me, colon, what was the last bit?
The Lunchbox Tales.
The Lunchbox Tales. Lunch Bucket Joe. Oh, that's very good. That's very good, Robin. Thank you. Well done. Hank's in Tampa, Florida. Hank, you've got the floor. You have a title? We're having the meeting here. We're promoting the possible titles for the Biden book to the publisher.
Yeah, this is no joke. And it's a scratch and sniff for kids.
See, I think with it now, you're the second person to suggest the scratch and sniff option for this. And I have to say, one of the worst things that came out of the Biden presidency was that photo of him sniffing the redheaded girl's hair. That young lady happens to be the daughter of Senator Chris Coons of Delaware. The guy who got Biden's seat and has been a loyal soldier for Biden, that kid didn't deserve that. She certainly didn't deserve the abuse that was rained down upon her. So I think that's the only reason why we wouldn't put all the pictures of the kids in there with scratch and sniff, as funny as that sounds. But thank you, Hank. Let me grab one more, at least one more in here. Let's talk to Don in Arkansas. Don, you got a title for the book?
From the movie The Jerk with Steve Martin, I would title it, I Was Born a Poor Black Child.
You know, but, okay, can I improve on this? Don, can I make a suggestion?
Absolutely.
Okay, because, you know, he claimed to be everything. He claimed
right.
to be black, Jewish, Puerto Rican, Greek. I think everything. So we can put all of them. I was born a poor black, Greek, Puerto Rican, Jewish child in Scranton, Pennsylvania. I like what you've done here. That's a
good book.
Yeah, thank you. Very good. Very good. Let's go to Henry in Dunkirk, Maryland. Henry, you're on.
Hey, Mike. I'm glad to hear you. I got two real quick. First one is things I said that never happened. And then the second one is in capital letters with exclamation points. Pardon me?
Ooh, you're the first one to work the pardons in there. I think that's a really good idea. That's a good direction. And we're spitballing here. It's a brainstorming session on how to come up with the right name for the Biden memoir. Pardon is good. But, you know, in terms of politicians, aside from what Donald Trump has been doing for the first 6 months of the second term, not a lot of people get to say, I'm keeping the promises. But, yeah, that's an interesting take on all the things I didn't get done. That's very good. I got to work the pardons in here somewhere. Thank you, Henry. We'll get back to this. This is taking over the show, and it's wonderful. You guys are so smart. I think I'm digging. Am I Still President? Might have to do an online poll. 888-630-9625. It's Michael Pelka in for Chris Plant on the Chris Plant Show.
The nickname I got early on, I started calling me Joe Bidenopoulos because, oh, you think I'm kidding? I'm not joking, am I?
This is the Chris Plant Show.
Oh man, Big Wireless is pulling one over on us. It's time to switch to Consumer Cellular. I did, and I'm getting the same fast, reliable, nationwide Big Wireless coverage without the big wireless cost. But it's not just about saving money on my bill. It's about not getting used by the big carriers. Do you even know how much data you use every month? Most people that are 50 and over use less than 8 gigs of data a month. But Big Wireless wants to shove you into an unlimited plan because they need you to cover the costs of younger people who use a lot more data than you do. So yeah, if you're not using all that data, you're being used. I had enough of that. I went with Consumer Cellular. Consumer Cellular set me up with a phone and a plan, and it was incredibly easy to switch. You call and speak to an actual person, and it only takes about 20 minutes. Just give them a call and make the switch today. Call 1-800-760-0702. That's 1-800-760-0702.
Success is picking up extra shifts for your family. Now you want to be the boss. Success is getting your foot in the door. Now you want to take the next step. Success looks different to everyone, and University of Maryland Global Campus can help you reach your goals. And there's never been a better time to get started on your future. Apply now and save with no application fee. Classes start August 13th. As an accredited state university, UMGC has been transforming lives for over 75 years. With more than 135 undergraduate and graduate degrees and certificates, online and hybrid courses, personalized support, financial resources, and lifetime career services, achieving your dreams is more possible than ever before. Choose the program that's right for your career goals and get started on your next success. Get your application fee waived now. Classes start August 13th. Learn more at umgc.edu. Certified to operate in Virginia by CHEV.
Individuals and businesses with tax problems, listen carefully. Do you feel like you're losing control of your finances? If you owe over $10,000 in back taxes or have unfiled tax returns, we can help you take back control. The IRS is the largest and most aggressive collection agency in the world, and they can seize your bank accounts, garnish your paycheck, close your business, and file criminal charges. Take control of your tax problem now by calling the experts at U.S. Tax Shield and take advantage of the Fresh Start program and new laws that may allow us to negotiate a settlement for the lowest amount possible. Our team of tax attorneys and enrolled agents can stop collections and get you protected so you can take control of your financial future. U.S. Tax Shield offers a price protection guaranteed quote to get you protected today. U.S. Tax Shield is A-plus rated with the Better Business Bureau, so call now. 800-785-9132. That's 800-785-9132. U.S. Tax Shield. 800-785-9132.
I'm Ed Evans, CEO of Consumer Cellular. No, we're not one of the big guys. Truth is, we don't want to be. If you're over 50, Big Wireless probably has you paying for more data than you might need. You could be throwing away thousands over a lifetime. We're not here to be the biggest. We're here to bring you something we believe is better. Our plans start at just $20. You'll get the same fast nationwide coverage without the big wireless bill.
Call 1-888-FREEDOM or visit consumercellular.com/facts. Plans include $5 credit for auto pay and e-billing. See site for additional facts.
We've got trade wars, rising costs, skyrocketing national debt, and a potential recession looming. It's no wonder gold keeps hitting record highs with everything going on in the world. Thousands of hard-working Americans are looking to get help diversifying their savings in precious metals like gold and silver, and they're turning to the top-rated gold company, Goldco. With over 6,000 five-star customer reviews, an A-plus rating from the Better Business Bureau, named Best for Customer Service from Money.com, and the industry's highest buyback guarantee, Goldco is a preferred precious metals company in the country. Right now, Goldco is offering you a free 2025 gold and silver kit. Plus, you can get an unlimited instant match and bonus silver if you qualify. Find out how you can help diversify your savings tax and penalty free today. Call 855-969-GOLD. That's 855-969-GOLD. Performance may vary. You should always consult with your financial and tax professional.
Latrell spent more than 8 years in foster care. His world changed when he was adopted at 15 with help from the Dave Thomas Foundation for Adoption.
I think about how much we love him, and I wish we could have had him for his entire childhood.
The foundation is changing the lives of thousands of teens waiting in foster care. You can help. Learn more at DaveThomasFoundation.org.
Corn Pop was a bad dude, and he ran a bunch of bad boys.
And we never found Corn Pop, did we? We never found him. That's just amazing. It is the Chris Platt Show. Michael Pelka in for my buddy Chris Platt, and just having too much fun today as we've opened up with the news from yesterday that Joe Biden is getting a $10 million advance for his memoirs, his presidential memoirs. And we're trying to be helpers and offer titles to the book. And I was just going through every talk radio guy, every single one, has a folder on their computer somewhere in their system that just says Biden gaps. It's just riddled with Biden gaps, which makes the idea of an audiobook so darn funny. It really does, because we know what will happen. There's just such an opportunity for, and we would have to get the outtakes from it. That's going to be tough, because ever since that Casey Kasem tape got released, anybody famous who records something demands the outtakes if they're smart. But it's a target-rich environment. Think about it. Remember this one?
We also need Ukraine to make changes to fix the broken immigration system here.
Yeah, we need Ukraine to fix that broken immigration system. So we're still trying to be helpers, if you will, and come up with the appropriate title for the Biden book. And let's do a lightning round. If you're on hold right now, if you've called 888-630-9625, have your Biden book title ready. We're going to try and get through as many of them as we can as the hour is rapidly coming to a close. Let's do it. Let's go to Chuck in Cedar Hill, Tennessee. Hello, Chuck. Your title, please.
Okay, I started out with Brandon, but I wanted to go to The Auto Pen President by Brandon Corn Pop Biden and Hunter Crackster Jr.
I like it. I like it. The Auto Pen President's very good. Thank you. Let's go to Matt in Arlington, Virginia. Matt, go ahead.
Yeah, same thing. Pardon me, sir. Joe Biden with Auto Pen.
Auto Pen. Oh, very good with Auto. Hadn't thought about that. Otto Penn, his ghostwriter. Thank you. Let's go to Carol in Georgia. Hello, Carol.
Hi, Mike. Mine's pretty simple. It's Cobra, Cobra, Cobra.
A flashback to the Secret Service alert when Joe was skinny dipping at the vice president's residence. Very good. Cobra, Cobra, Cobra. Thank you, thank you, thank you. Let's go to Don in St. Petersburg, Florida. Hello, Don.
Hi, Mike. Hey, how about Deathbed Confessions?
Well, that's kind of grim, isn't it? That's
wishful thinking, I guess.
Well, that's a little too real, Don. I'm worried about that, but thank you. Let's go to Rick in North Carolina. Rick, you're on.
You know the thing. Tales from the Swimming Pool.
You know the thing. You know the thing. It's good, too. I love it. Well done, Matt in Rockville, Maryland. You may have the last one of the hour. Fire away.
My life as the 46th, you know the thing.
My life as the 46th, you know the thing. Oh, this isn't going to end, is it? We've got so much to get to as well. The president's on his way to Scotland. Why? We'll get into that, too. It's Bill Pelkin for Plant. I'm the Chris Plant.
The news from Town Hall is brought to you on KCNR Shasta Reading by Shasta Regional Medical Center. Your life, your health, your choice. Shasta Regional Medical Center.